It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welko, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
The 1, Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that! That ball almost went through the ring light! A towering...
The Renegades, they're pitching three different arms combining on a two-hit shutout. Baron Stewart, 6 two-hit shutout innings, struck out a career-high 8. Eric Raiselman and Houston Morrill threw 3 hitless innings to close out the ballgame. Was Brooklyn's 7th shutout loss of the season, and Brooklyn will hand the ball tonight to a guy trying to flip the script. So someone who hasn't made a start yet in his affiliated professional career, Jonathan Pintaro, who was signed by the Mets back on June the 3rd. So about 10 days ago today, signed by the Mets out of the MLB partner Pioneer League, pitched 4 innings out of the bullpen against Aberdeen a week ago to pick up the save in that 13-3 win on SNY. But Pintaro made 3 starts for the Glacier Range Riders in the Pioneer League. He will start today for the Cyclones. No record, a 2.25 ERA. Sebastian Keene will get the ball for Hudson Valley. Picked up the win against Brooklyn in that televised game on May the 23rd. A 4-4 record, a 4.86 ERA. And Keene, although he lost his last start, had won his previous 3, including that game against Brooklyn on Coney Island. We'll step aside for a moment. When we come back, we'll have starting lineups for you. Brooklyn and Hudson Valley, game number 3 of this 6-game series, coming up on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB. MLB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
Goat.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but
so
there's
much.
So many other...
They're talking about the goat, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
Back here from Heritage Financial Park, Cyclones and Renegades, game three of six this week from Wappingers Falls, which, fun fact, is not really its own town. It is a village accumulating a couple of different towns here in the downstate New York area. A little nugget learned the other day, right around the Fishkill area of New York, Dutchess County, technically a village within the towns of Poughkeepsie and the town of Wappinger here in New York State. And with that, let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups brought to you by the Brooklyn Fairfield Inn and Suites. For the Cyclones, put together by their manager Gilbert Gomez, Nick Morabito leads off once again. He is in center. Chris Suero will bat second and catch. He was one of two Cyclones to reach base in yesterday's ballgame. Nick LaRusso will bat third and play third base. Wilfredo Lara will clean up and be at short. Stanley Consuegra back in the field tonight. He'll bat fifth and play right field. Junior Tillian and his 20-game on-base streak had off yesterday. He'll bat sixth and serve as the second baseman. Jeffrey De Los Santos will be the designated hitter tonight. He bats seventh. Mateo Gil was, alongside Suero, the only other Cyclone to get on base yesterday, picked up one of the two hits in the ballgame, hitting eighth, and will be at first. And Kellum Clark will get the ball, or rather be in left field, rather, tonight for Brooklyn. He will bat ninth with Jonathan Pintaro, the man getting the ball for Brooklyn tonight, making the first start of his affiliated career. Had made a handful of starts, as a matter of fact, 17 of them over 2 years in independent ball. Taking a look at the Hudson Valley starting lineup put together by their manager Nick Ortiz in his first season at the helm. Rock Reggio had off yesterday, will lead things off and play second base. Jared Serna had another couple of hits last night, was on base three times. He'll bat second and play short. Jesus Rodriguez, third different game, third different position in this series. He'll be in left field tonight. Rafael Flores had his on-base streak snapped yesterday. He'll DH and clean up. Omar Martinez is behind the plate tonight for Hudson Valley. He will hit fifth. Christopher Familia makes his second start of the series. He'll bat sixth in right. Josh Moylan moves across the diamond. He'll be the third baseman today, hitting seventh. Kiko Romero makes his first start of the series, batting eighth and playing first base. And Nelson Medina will also make his first start of the week. He bats ninth in center with the right-hander Sebastian Keane scheduled to make the start today for Hudson Valley. 4-4, a 4.86 ERA. Blue skies up above. It has been beautiful looks-wise so far here in Wappingers Falls, New York. But it has been on the humid side today. Certainly the warmest of the 3 days we've had in this series right now, according to weatherbug.com. 86 degrees here in Wappingers Falls. Real feel closer to the 85-degree range. There is quite a bit of wind to speak of, some gusts up into the 12-mile-per-hour range here today in Hudson Valley. And we'll see if the ball carries a little bit more for Brooklyn here today. That has been the storyline the first two games of the series. Brooklyn has clubbed a series of balls out to left and left center field, but had nothing to show for it. And the Cyclones going to try and find their power bat here tonight and find a way to work themselves back into this series with just seven games remaining in the season's first half, including it tonight. We'll step aside for a moment. When we come back, we'll have first pitch for you on this Thursday night. Hudson Valley and Brooklyn, Mets and Yankees in South Atlantic League Baseball coming up. You're listening on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
Code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, thank you so but there's much. So many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard, right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast, because pricing for Baseball You Can Drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at BrooklynCyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer, because amazing starts here.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap, while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl, designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field, starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights, Purchase your tickets today at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
We had no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Welcome back here to Heritage Financial Park, a humid Thursday night, really our first humid day of the Cyclones here in the Northeast in 2024, but happy to have you with us on this Thursday night as the Cyclones try and halt a four-game losing streak. Justin Rock with you here on the radio network. First pitch around the bend, another quick run-through. The Brooklyn starting nine tonight. Morabito, Suero, LaRusso at the top. Lara, Kinsuegra, Tilly in the heart with De Los Santos, Gill, and Clark rounding out the order. Sebastian Keane, the righty, making his 11th start of the year. A 4-4 record, a 4.86 ERA. 46 hits allowed and 46 and a third innings, 25 walks and 43 strikeouts. Took the loss. His last start, that was in Game 2 of last Thursday's doubleheader, gave up 4 runs, 3 earned on 4 hits in 3 and a third innings. Did walk a season-high tying 4 in the ballgame, struck out only 2, and threw 93 pitches over those 3 and a third innings. Keane, a guy that can get a lot of swings and misses, but sometimes doesn't always know where that ball is headed. Although interesting with that big strikeout total this year, below average strikeouts, or rather strikeout rate so far this year, below the minor league average, around 21% walk rate, about a tick or two above the minor league average at 12.25%. But Keane will get the ball tonight for Hudson Valley as the Renegades try to take the first three from Brooklyn, but Nick Morabito and Brooklyn trying to bring it into the four-game slot as Nick will lead things off. Was 0 for 4 last night, hitting at 298 with Brooklyn. 2 homers, 6 batted in. Keane ready, Morabito ready. Our first pitch of the night is ripped into right field for a base hit. And just like that, the Cyclones have the leadoff man on a 99-mile-an-hour single through the hole between first and second. So we're underway. Couple minutes behind schedule at 6:38, but Morabito's timing perfect. And Brooklyn has a man aboard for Chris Suero. Suero, 1 for 3 yesterday, walked and stole a base, hitting at 259 with Brooklyn, 4 homers and 18 RBIs. Throw back to first, and Morabito dives in safely. Suero, 3 for 8 in the series, and has been scorching hot since the 17th of May, hitting 328 in his last 18 games. First pitch to Suero, and a swing and a miss. 92-mile-an-hour fastball, and the count, no balls and a strike. Keane, prior to the loss in his last start, had really started to hit a groove, started to get his walks under control. The 0-1 runner goes, pitch up and away, throw down to second by Martinez, the tag not in time. A bang-bang play at second base, but it looked like Morabito got his left hand in underneath the tag of Rock Riggio, and so Morabito in scoring position with nobody out. And the count now 1-1 on Suero. Morabito came into play today, 12th in minor league baseball, with 27 stolen bags. That is 17th with Brooklyn. The 1-1. And Suero lunging at the off-speed, 80-mile-per-hour breaking ball. And Keene had a ball and two strikes. But Keene, in his three previous starts, was 3-0, won all three of them. At a 2.5 ERA with just five walks and 16 strikeouts. Morabito held on by Riggio at second. A look back at second, now the 1-2. And a pitch down and away ball squirts behind Martinez, but not far enough away for Morabito to risk advancing. And the count even 2-2. Umpiring crew here tonight. Shane Sullivan calling the balls and strikes. Justin Hopkins on the base paths. The 2-2, and Suero, a high pop fly. Shallow left center field, out is the shortstop Serna, called off by the center fielder Medina. And Medina makes the grab over his left shoulder. And Suero retired for the game's first out. Take a look at Hudson Valley defensively tonight. Left to right across the outfield, Jesus Rodriguez, Nelson Medina, and Christopher Familia. Third to first around the infield, Josh Moylan, Jared Serna, Rock Riggio, and Kiko Romero. Omar Martinez, the catcher behind the plate. First pitch to LaRusso, and he takes down and away. And the count 1-1 and no strikes. LaRusso 0-for-4 yesterday, struck out three times. Hitting at 260, seven homers, 27 batted in. Trying to snap an 0-for-11 slide at the plate, the 1-0, and LaRusso shoots it foul to the right. Onto the roof in the count 1-1. Lights on here at the stadium. No real effect just yet. Blue skies all across the horizon. Couple of scattered white clouds beyond the trees in center. The 1-1, and LaRusso gets his hands in. And nearly takes off the head of his manager and third base coach, Gilbert Gomez. Had a duck out of the way of that ball. But Gomez all right. And LaRusso stays in there with a 1-ball, 2-strike count. Morabito at second. A 1-2. And LaRusso, another high pop-up. Martinez, the catcher, foul ground, third base side, reaching back over his head, and he can't squeeze it. Couldn't quite find that skyscraping pop-up in foul ground to the left of the batter's circle. Third base side. And LaRusso gets a reprieve as Martinez couldn't find the ball. Or at least he could find it, just couldn't find a way to make the play. I mentioned there had been some wind gusts tonight. Right now the flag's in right center at a standstill. Doesn't mean the wind isn't swirling, but nonetheless, sure, a play Martinez would love to have back. The 1-2, and LaRusso fights it in the air, shallow right, second baseman Riggio calling for it, and with two hands makes the basket catch on the right field turf for the second out. So after the leadoff base hit by Morabito, a couple of high fly balls, and Morabito stays at second base for Wilfredo Lara. Lara struck out in all three at-bats last night, hitting at 231, two homers, 17 batted in. 1-for-7 to start the series. First pitch to Wilfredo, and a fastball outside at 93. And the count 1-0. Keene, former 18th round pick. Now the Yankees at a Northeastern University in Boston. Grew up in the North Andover area of Massachusetts. The 1-0, and Lara shoots it foul to the right. And the count even at 1. On the right-hander, 6'3", 185 pounds, 23 years old from North Andover, Mass. Right by Merrimack College, a Northeast Conference school. The 1-1, Outside and low, breaking ball. And the count 2-1. Fastball, cutter, slider, and a split changeup. The arsenal for Keene. Picked up the win, his only start against Brooklyn. Back on May the 23rd, went 5 innings, 3 runs, 6 hits. At the televised game on SNY, at Hudson Valley won 16-3. As Lara fouls it out of play off the hands towards the first base seats. And it's even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morabito led off this game with a single and a stolen bag. But since then, a pop-up to center and a pop-up to second. Brooklyn stranded 15 men on base on Tuesday. Trying to avoid starting the day with that today. The 2-2 pitch high. Fastball up at 92. And the count full on Lara. Stanley Consuegra waiting in the wings on deck for Brooklyn. Keene from the middle of the slab sets down by the waist. The payoff pitch, and Lara swings and misses. Got him. Hardest pitch of the night, a 94-mile-an-hour fastball, middle. And Keene just blew it by Lara to strike him out and strand a runner in scoring position. No runs, one hit, one man left at the end of half an inning. It's Brooklyn nothing and Hudson Valley coming to bat on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy 2 refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of 2 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Making the first start of his affiliated career, the right-hander Jonathan Pintaro. Signed out of the MLB Partner Pioneer League back on June the 3rd. Made his debut last Thursday in relief against Aberdeen. Went 4 innings, a run on, 4 hits, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. Picked up the first save of his professional career in that ballgame. Pintaro, 6'2". 235 pounds, 26 years old, will turn 27 in November from Pelham, Alabama. Shorter university grad, located in Rome, Georgia. 4-seam, 2-seam fastballs, also works at a cutter, a sweeper, and a changeup. And Pintaro getting ready to square off against the top of this Hudson Valley lineup as Rock Riggio will lead things off. He was the only player in Hudson Valley's lineup not to record a base hit on Tuesday night. And Riggio takes low. 94-mile-an-hour fastball, 1 ball, 0 strikes. Riggio was 0-for-5 in that game with a walk, hitting at 206 on the year, the 1-0. And Riggio taps it on the ground to second. Coming in on it is Tillian, and an easy toss to first for the first out of the opening inning. Take a look at the defensive alignment behind Pintaro tonight. Left to right of the outfield, it is Kellum Clark. Nick Morabito and Stanley Consuegra, third to first around the infield. Nick LaRusso, Wilfredo Lara, Jr. Tillian, and Mateo Gill with Chris Suero, the catcher, behind the plate. First pitch fastball to Jared Cerna outside at 93, 1-0. Cerna, 2-for-3 last night, a double and a walk, hitting at 270. 11 homers, 44 RBIs. And he takes outside 2-0. Cerna coming into play today Tied for the league lead in doubles and extra base hits. Has reached an 11 straight, a hit in six consecutive contests. The 2-0 inside. Tried a change up that time, did Pintaro. And he's behind Serna, three balls and no strikes. But Serna, his last 10 hits, six have been doubles. He has been an extra base machine, and that's why he enters play today, tied for the league lead. 3-0 the count, the righty offers. And this is soft ground ball to short. Coming on, Lara makes the play and throws on the move to first base to retire his counterpart. Two out. A long run in for Lara in and to his left. And as he got to the green shaded infield turf, let it fly on to Gill at first base. So Serna gets the green light on 3-0. And it's a soft ground ball to the left side. And so two quickly retired. Brings up the left fielder, Jesus Rodriguez. Righty-righty matchup. And the first pitch, a fastball on the outside black. Looked like the cut fastball that time. And it's 0-1. Rodriguez leading the league in hits, tied for second in batting average, hitting .333. Five homers, 33 batted in. This hit on the ground to third and knocked down by LaRusso. Kicks to his left. And that is how Rodriguez will reach as Hudson Valley's first base runner. I imagine that'll go down as an E5 on LaRusso. That allows Rodriguez to get aboard. And indeed it will. So three ground balls from three batters induced by Pintaro tonight. That's something he did a lot of, had a ground ball rate of around 64% in his debut. As Rafael Flores, the batter, and he takes a fastball outside. And the count 1-0. Flores had his on-base streak snapped at 16 yesterday. Went 0-for-4, struck out twice. The 1-0 from Pintaro. And Flores, a high fly ball right side. Gill giving a look. But as he gets to the warning track, that hits off the top of a railing behind the lower seating bowl. And the count even at 1. Flores hitting .310, four homers, 30 RBIs, second in the league and on base percentage at .419. Fourth in the league in batting average at .310. Right arm straight at Pintaro's side as he gets the sign from Suero. The 1-1 and a fastball low at 92. Two balls and a strike. Pintaro, as you mentioned, started the year pitching in Kalispell, Montana. The Glacier Range Riders had only been around for a handful of years after the Pioneer League became an independent league as Flores fouls it off the hands. First base way in the count 2-2. Pintaro had been impressive for the Range Riders prior to signing, had a 1-0 record of 4.4 ERA. Just one walk, 23 strikeouts for Pintaro in 14 and a third innings. Became just the second player in franchise history to have his contract purchased by a major league team. So one on and two out. 2-2 the count on Flores. Pintaro rests that glove underneath his chin as he gets the sign. Throw back to first and diving back in the nick of time, Rodriguez. Good quick move by Pintaro. Nearly caught the runner leaning. LaRusso shaded towards the line. Second baseman Tillian playing up the middle. And time called as Pintaro steps off. That is second disengagement of the at-bat. So does not have any more until a new hitter comes up. The 2-2. And Flores hits it hard but foul. Off the screen, first base way. And it's even, two balls and two strikes. Pintaro learning about his contract being purchased by the Mets in the middle of a game. It was that Sunday, June the 2nd. And Pintaro was told after throwing two innings, as Flores takes high and inside. 92-mile-an-hour fastball in the count full. So that will release Rodriguez from first base with two out. But his manager, Paul Fletcher, told someone to get warm, and Pintaro overheard. Payoff pitch, and Flores drives it in the air to left. Back goes Clark to the warning track at the wall, and he turns around, and it's gone. Hudson Valley has picked up where they have left off the last two nights. The first home run of the series belongs to Rafael Flores. His fifth of the year makes it 2-0 Hudson Valley. 98 miles an hour off the bat, 373 feet. And after a couple of days where Brooklyn hit towering drives to left and left center that died on the warning track, Flores hits a line shot that gets out of here. And the Renegades have the early lead. So the two-out error by LaRusso comes back to burn Pintaro. As now Omar Martinez, and the lefty batter, swings through a changeup. Down and away, 0-1. Martinez, 2-for-5 on Tuesday, had off last night. Drove in a run, getting at 236. Six home runs, 19 ribbies. As Pintaro misses outside. 1-1 the count. Pintaro had not allowed a home run in the Pioneer League this year. Did give up 16 and 90 and two-thirds innings last year. But as we mentioned, more known as a ground ball guy. Three of four batters have hit the ball on the ground. As Martinez takes down and away, two balls and a strike. Shadows starting to creep in from behind home. The 2-1. Martinez, a tapper up the first base side. Stays foul, and it's 2-2 as Mateo Gil, a high pop into the seats behind the netting. Make sure a fan comes home with his souvenir. And the count even, two balls and two strikes. Right now, home plate covered in the shadows. Mound still bathed in sunlight, at least for a few more hitters. The 2-2. And a swing and a miss goes five hole on the catcher, Suero. What they say, Martinez hit it just barely. And so a foul ball. But even Martinez didn't think that was a foul ball. He was running to first base. And that's what the Brooklyn dugout was clamoring for the home plate umpire, Shane Sullivan, to say even the hitter didn't think that he hit that ball. But Sullivan says differently, and Martinez stays in there. The 2-2 pitch outside, a full count. Christopher Familia, the right fielder, waiting on deck for Hudson Valley. 2-0 Renegades on the Flores home run in the first. The payoff pitch, and Martinez ropes it down the right field line. This one, trouble. One hop and over the wall. Off that second level of advertisements, that out of the field of play. And so the foul ball that may not have been a foul ball allows the inning to continue. And Omar Martinez makes it hold up, a 108-mile-an-hour ground rule double. And three straight now have reached with two out. And the inning continues for Christopher Familia. Familia did not play yesterday, 1-for-4. Walked and scored a couple of runs in the series opener. And the first pitch down and in. Familia still thought about offering. Fastball got away from Pintaro in the count 1-0. Jonathan already up near 25 pitches here in the first inning after Felipe De La Cruz was lifted after an inning and a third last night. As this off the screws on the ground a second, staying down on it is Tillian. And Familia retired on the ground ball, and the inning is over. But a two-out error opens the floodgates for Hudson Valley And a two-run home run from Rafael Flores give the Renegades an early lead after 1-2-0 Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
Calling all hot dog lovers, come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the hot dog king of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Well, Sebastian Keane is spotted to an early 2-0 lead on the Flores home run. Fans calling all kids. The only thing better than curling up with a good book is getting free tickets to see your Cyclones for doing it. All kids 18 and under are invited to join our Home Run Readers program. Presented by our good friends at Sledgehouse Media. All you have to do, read four books in your free time, tell us about them, and you'll get two free tickets to a 2024 Cyclones home game. For more information, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/enrichment. First pitch breaking ball from Sebastian Keane on the inside corner, waved at and missed by Consuegra. And the count, no balls and a strike. Stanley had his 12-game on base streak snapped yesterday, went 0-3, struck out a couple of times. Hitting at 233, 7 homers, 29 batted in. And a letter-high fastball at 91. Makes it 0-2. And Swagger, though, hitting .320 over his last 21 games, dating back to May the 17th. The righty's 0-2. And Consuegra can't catch up to the fastball. Last two hitters, Keane has just blown away with the heat. This time, 92 up and in. And back-to-back strikeouts for Keane. He's retired four straight after giving up a base hit on the first pitch of the night. And so bases empty, one out for Junior Tillian. Tillian did not play yesterday, 0-3. Did walk, drive in a run with a sac fly on Tuesday. And Tillian takes another fastball. Bottom of the zone in the count 0-1. Junior hitting at .248. Three homers and 17 ribbies. The 0-1 from Keane. And Tillian in the air, center field, sending Medina back into his left, but slows down with a slight turn of his shoulders, makes the catch for the second out. So Tillian hit it hard, but not enough to get over the head of the center fielder. Wind blowing in a little bit from right center right now. And so five straight retired by Keane. And now the hitter, Jeffrey De Los Santos. And his seven-game hit streak halted yesterday, 0-3. And he takes a breaking ball on the inside corner. And Keane ahead, no balls and a strike. De Los Santos hitting .237 in 32 games at the high A level. Four homers, 15 RBIs as the home plate umpire Sullivan. As Keane throw the ball out of play, tosses him a new one. Went to his mouth while his foot was on the rubber. That a no-go these days. The 0-1. And De Los Santos can't lay off the high fastball. 91 that time from Keane. And he's now a strike away from a 1-2-3 inning. Hudson Valley in the alternate Navy uniforms tonight. Renegades in white block letters across the chest. White numerals front and back with a silver border. The 0-2. And De Los Santos again can't catch up to the heater. Keene has done a great job of being deceptive to Brooklyn batters tonight. That is third strikeout out of seven batters faced. And it's not like he's throwing the ball in the upper 90s, hiding the ball well, and Brooklyn just picking the ball up late as Keene retires the side in order with a couple of whiffs. We head to the bottom of the second inning, 2-0 Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
From the day's first pitch to the night's final out, MLB Network sets the stage for fans every day.
So it'll be interesting to watch what happens here.
All season long, see the players who are making a statement.
Hey, let's check out the board, folks.
With live games every week.
Inside the park we go.
Cutting-edge baseball chatter, plus highlights, analysis, and live look-ins on MLB Tonight. MLB Network, the game is the star.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bottom of the second, Brooklyn trailing 2-0 against Hudson Valley. Fans, tonight's game brought to you by Panorama Bus Tours for safety and quality. Like the Cyclones, get on the road. Visit them on the web at panoramabustours.com or call 973-470-9700. Travel with us. Travel safe. Shout out to our two great bus drivers, Carlos and Sammy. They're much more than bus drivers. They a little bit of everything, especially while the team is on the road. And we appreciate them immensely. First pitch of the home second inning taken for a strike by Josh Moylan. And the count 0-1. Bottom third of the lineup due up for Hudson Valley in the inning. Moylan, Romero, and Medina. Moylan 0-2 last night, was plunked twice. And he swings through a pitch down and in, 91-mile-an-hour cutter. And Pintaro ahead 0-2. Moylan hitting at 234. A homer, 13 RBIs out of East Carolina University in Greenville, North Carolina. Not to be confused with the home of the Greenville Drive in Greenville, South Carolina. The 0-2 to Moylan, and he got him. That was a filthy breaking ball down and in, the sweeper from Pintaro, and Moylan a haphazard swing over the top. First strikeout tonight for Pintaro. And there's one away. In the bottom half of the second inning, that K brought to you by BKFC, the Brooklyn Football Club, bringing soccer back to Coney Island in 2025. For more info, visit BrooklynFootballClub.com. Kiko Romero takes a strike on the outer half. Fastball that time from Pintaro. And he's ahead 0-1. Romero playing for the first time since game two of the doubleheader on Saturday for the Renegades, as he hits a mile-high pop-up to shallow right. Junior Tillian waving off the shortstop, Lara. With the right fielder, Consuegra behind him, makes the catch on the right field turf. And too quickly sat down by Pintaro in the second inning. Base is empty for Nelson Medina. Went 0-3 on Sunday his last game. Did drive in a run and walked a couple of times. Been a tough start to the season for Medina offensively, hitting just .140. 16 for 114. No homers, 14 RBIs. And the first pitch hit in the air to right. Right at Consuegra, trying to shade his eyes from the sun. Now dives for it headlong, and the ball bounces off the turf and kicks behind him. Medina on his way to third. His throw in sails over the head of the cutoff man, Tillian. Backed up by Lara about three-quarters of the way to second base. And so Stanley Consuegra lost the ball in the sunshine. Tried adjusting late on that sinking line drive. Dove headlong in and towards the line. Came up empty. And once again, instead of a three-up, three-down inning for Pintaro, his defense lets him down. And that turns into Nelson Medina's first triple of the year. So now a runner at third with two out for Rock Reggio. Variety fires, and Reggio shows bunt, pulls back. It takes a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 0-1, and that not something that has been a common trend for Brooklyn this year. We talked about it last night, came into play yesterday. Second in the South Atlantic League in fielding percentage. The 0-1. Breaking ball high. It's a ball and a strike. Reggio ground out to second in his only at-bat tonight. But when things aren't going great, seems to be that those minutia details seem to loom larger and larger as Pintaro misses away, two balls and one strike. Runner at third, already a 2-0 lead for the Renegades. The 2-1 in the dirt, kicks off the legs of Suero to the backstop, and that misplay in right's going to lead to a run as Medina races home to score on the wild pitch to give the Renegades a 3-0 lead. So once again, a two-out miscue in the field leads to Hudson Valley runs. And in a series where runs have been at a premium for Brooklyn, a tough hole to dig themselves as they now trail by three. 3-1 the count on Reggio. And he rips one into right center field. And that one's going to get into the gap and roll all the way towards the warning track. Cut off by Consuegra there. And Reggio will have to stop at second with a two-out double. A 106-mile-an-hour liner into right center field. Hudson Valley, when they've squared up Pintaro tonight, they have hit him hard. And for Reggio, his eighth double of the year. And the Renegades looking for more, already up by three. So now it is Jared Cerna. 0-for-1 tonight, soft ground ball to short. And his only trip so far. Shadows have now creeped out over the mound as the pitch to Cerna. It's the bottom of the zone, two-seam fastball. And the count, no balls and a strike. Brooklyn wearing the road grays tonight with navy sleeves. BKLYN arched across the chest in navy Old English lettering. Navy numerals front and back with a powder blue border. The 0-1. And this hit on the ground through the vacated right side of base hit. They're going to wave Reggio around. Here comes the throw to the plate by Consuegra in the dirt and up the third base line. Jared Cerna extends his hitting streak to 7. Is on base streak to a dozen, and Hudson Valley has put up a crooked number in each of the first two innings. They have a 4-0 lead, and all four runs have been scored with two out. Second baseman Tillian was shaded up the middle, and something Hudson Valley has done a great job of this week is hitting the ball where Brooklyn is not, and that's exactly what Cerna did, shot it through the vacated hole, and the Renegades a four-run advantage. Cerna's 45th RBI of the year. And now Jesus Rodriguez fouls it back. Rodriguez reached on the error that set the stage for Rafael Flores' two-run home run an inning ago. Roddy offers. And the sweeper misses outside. And the count even, a ball and a strike. Rodriguez, not a guy that's on the Yankees' top 30 prospect list. Just 22 years old, is littered across the league leaderboard, has just been outstanding at the high A level since joining at the tail end of last year. 1-1 outside, two balls and a strike. And the thing it seems like right now for Rodriguez is a matter of where he will play in the field has done nothing but hit. Played in 80 games in the South Atlantic League since last August and still hitting .340 with an OPS around .950 as Pintaro throws back to first, and a good job by Gill fielding that ball to the home plate side. Prevent a throwing error. So it stays 2-1 on Rodriguez. But first in hits, tied for second in average. Tied for third in triples, fourth in on-base percentage and total bases. Fifth in OPS. As Rodriguez, a line drive right field, Consuegra coming on. He can't see it, and it bounces in front of him again. On his way to second base is Rodriguez, and he is out by plenty. Well, there was a couple of misreads there. Consuegra having some trouble seeing the ball in right field with the sun setting behind the third base grandstand. And then Rodriguez, thinking that ball maybe on the hop would get over the head of Consuegra, forgetting about Stanley's rifle of a right arm. And thankfully for Brooklyn, no harm, no foul, as Rodriguez thrown out at second, 9-4 to end the inning. But Hudson Valley strikes for two more runs and add it to their lead. It is 4-0 Renegades after two on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
On Thursday, July 25th, we'll turn the Coney Isle into the Emerald Isle at Maimonides Park as we celebrate Irish Night. As part of the festivities, the first 1,000 fans will take home an Irish-themed Cyclones cap. They can also take advantage of our exclusive ticket package that includes a Kelly Green Cyclones Irish jersey giveaway, with sizes spanning from small to XXL on a first-come, first-serve basis. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Top of the third inning, Brooklyn needs to get their offense in gear. They trail 4-0 as Mateo Gill takes low from Sebastian Keane. And the count 1-0. Gill, Clark, Morabito, 8-9-1 due up in the inning for the Cyclones. The 1-0, and Gill lays off a high fastball. And the count 2-0. A frustrating start to the night for Brooklyn. What could have been 2-1-2-3 innings for Jonathan Pintaro, but a fielding error at third, a misplayed fly ball due to the sun and right. And instead of 6-up, 6-down, it is a 4-0 Hudson Valley lead as Gill takes outside, and he's ahead 3-0. Mateo 1-for-3 last night, hitting at 230. 25 games in the South Atlantic League this year. And a fastball strike from Keane. Outside half and 90, it's 3-1. Gill hitting 240 since his return. OPS around 650. 3-1 from Keane. And Gill off the end of the bat, a foul ball. Back behind the plate and the count full. All the clowns that were here a little bit earlier have gone away as Gill takes a fastball on the outside corner. Got him looking. 91 miles an hour on the outside black. A perfect pitch by Sebastian Keane. Gill thought he had ball four, but looked like the right call there from the home plate umpire Sullivan. And Keane with his fourth strikeout tonight. And the leadoff man retired in the third. So Keane has retired seven straight since giving up a leadoff base hit. And now Kellum Clark with one out. And a foul tip into the glove of Omar Martinez. 0-1. Clark walked three times on Tuesday night. Was 0-2. The 0-1. And Clark, a high fly ball to right. Back goes Familia, slowing down in front of the warning track, reaches forward, and still on the green shaded turf, makes the play for the second out. Clark just got underneath that one. Served a couple of deep fly balls to right field in batting practice yesterday. Well, Clark, a couple of feet shy of a solo shot here in the third. And so the bases are empty with two out for Nick Morabito. As Brooklyn's only hit tonight, led off the game with a base hit on the very first pitch. And he shows bunt, lays it down third base side, and they're going to let it roll. And it just kicks foul to the left of that far left point of the bag at the very last second. That is the way things have been going for Brooklyn since Saturday night. All those little things that can change the dichotomy of a ball game have been going against them. Morabito lays a perfect bunt up the third baseline. It stays fair the whole way until it gets to the very last point that it needs to break through to be a base hit. The 0-1 and a fastball outside. One ball and one strike on Morabito. His brother Chris has come up to this area a little bit as well. College ball player. 1-1. Morabito tied up with a high fastball. A half swing and a foul tip into the glove of Martinez. 1-2. But West Point, New York, not far away from here. Bucknell University in Lewisburg, PA, in the same conference. And Nick's younger brother, Chris, Patriot League Rookie of the Year at Bucknell earlier this year. As Morabito takes inside 2-2. The younger Morabito hit 304 and an 886 OPS during his time as a freshman in the Patriot League this spring, the 2-2. And this sweeps outside through the legs of Martinez to the backstop. And Morabito has run the count full 3-2. Chris Suero waiting on deck for the Cyclones. Bases empty, two out. Top half of the third inning. Shadows continuing to funnel in from third and behind home. Really only the right side of the field still with sunlight. The 3-2 outside, ball four. And Morabito on base yet again. So one of the leaders in minor league baseball in on base percentage. On for the second time tonight. Ends the streak of eight in a row, retired by Keene. And let the inning continue on for Chris Suero. Fitting that Suero and Keene are facing off. Suero from the Bronx. Keene from the Boston area. And both rooted for their neighborhood's hated rival as a kid. As Keene misses down and away. Overthrew the fastball at 92, 1-0, but Suero grew up a Red Sox fan in the Bronx. His dad and grandfather, big fan of the Dominican influence on the Boston teams. Throw over to first, and Morabito dives back. Chris, a huge David Ortiz, big Poppy fan growing up, and being a city kid, loves to be the contrarian, loved being the outlier, the Red Sox fan, and a sea of Yankee and Met fans. Throw back to first, and Morabito dives back. So where the Mets wanted to sign him to a deal out of the Dominican a number of years ago, Suero much more keen to put pen to paper with the Mets than the team in his home borough, the Yankees. The 1-0, and a swing and a miss at the off speed. And it's a ball and a strike. You hear that wind howling here coming in from right center. But Keen, someone who grew up in North Andover, Massachusetts, went to high school there. He grew up a huge Yankee fan. Runner goes. Pitch, a called strike on the outside corner. And the throw down is second by Martinez. Wide to the third base side of the pillow. So 1-2 on Suero. But Nick Morabito with a stolen base. His second tonight. And the Cyclones, a man in scoring position. Suero flied out to center his first time, but Keene, a big Derek Jeter fan, big Marcus Stroman fan, although he was Not a Yankee until this year. But his dad, Tom, played college ball at Hamilton College from the Bronx. And his cousins and uncles not far away from the Bronx in Connecticut. Man at second, two down, 4-0 Hudson Valley. The 1-2 to Suero, way outside, a diving stop by Martinez. He saved that fastball from trickling all the way behind the plate. And the count evens at 2-2. Yeah, how about that? Keen from Massachusetts, drafted by the Yankees, grew up a Yankee fan. Suero grew up in the Bronx, a Red Sox fan, now with the Mets. The 2-2, a little bit low. Good fastball from Keene. And Suero has run it full. Nick LaRusso waiting on deck. Brooklyn trying to chip away here in the top half of the third. The payoff. Suero thought about it, but lays off the sweeper outside ball four. So Chris Suero on base yet again in this series. And back-to-back two-out walks issued by Keene. After retiring eight consecutive hitters, his first two walks of the night. And Brooklyn now two on for Nick LaRusso. Spencer Medick asking for time. He'll head out to the mound to have a talk with the right-hander. As Keene seems to have lost his feel for a time being. Medick, another pitching coach these days that been around baseball for a long time, but never was really a pro ball player. Did pitch a little bit professionally, did Medick. Started his college career, D3 Hamden-Sydney College in 2010. Went to Polk State College in 2011 and ended up at Elon University, the same alma mater as Ben Simon, through live BP yesterday, trying to come back from injury. Played there 2012, 2013, following year. Was in the Diamondbacks organization. Never left the Complex League, and then spent a couple years in independent ball in the Frontier League. But now as Hudson Valley's pitching coach in the Yankees system. And the first pitch to Nick LaRusso has cut on and missed in the count 0-1. Breaking ball that time from Keene at 79. Renegades a 4-0 lead. And a couple of two-out walks have opened the door for the Cyclones. The 0-1. Way outside with a breaking ball. And now a delayed steal, and Morabito's going to get there. That pitch was down and away. Omar Martinez backhanded it, sliding to his right behind the lefty batter's box. And as he took his time getting the ball back to the mound, and Sebastian Keene, as the ball was getting back to the mound, Morabito broke for third and was in there without a play. And so now the Cyclones with the runner at first and third and two out. And a 1-1 count on LaRusso. Suero starts and stops. And he takes low 2-1. I wonder if Suero maybe lost his footing there, leaving the first base bag. Seemed like he was a little bit off balance. That might have been why he brought himself to a stop. The 2-1. And a slow breaking bender. LaRusso couldn't wait back. And it's two balls and two strikes. Cyclones trying to get on the board. The 2-2. Fastball down and away at 93. Good spot. But a third straight full count for Sebastian Keene. Alfredo Lara represents the tying run on deck. And at the corner is two out. And a throwback to first. Looked like that ball slipped out of Keene's hands. And a nice job by Romero to adjust and prevent that ball from getting away. Again, Suero will move on the pitch. 3-2 coming. And LaRusso, a high fly ball to left. Back goes Rodriguez to the warning track at the wall, and this one is gone. Brooklyn gets back into the ball game with authority. Nick LaRusso, a towering three-run home run, his team-leading eighth of the year. RBIs 28, 29, and 30. And with one swing of the bat, it's a one-run game, 4-3 Hudson Valley. I mean, that ball hit high enough to bring rain, a 40-degree launch angle, 103.4 off the bat, 394 feet. And LaRusso snaps out of an 0-for-12 streak at the plate with a loud thud. And the Cyclones all of a sudden back within a tally. And now Alfredo Lara at the plate. And the first pitch to him is scalded out to left, but this time right at the left fielder Rodriguez, who backs up and makes the play to end the inning. But Brooklyn gets right back in it as a couple of two-out walks set the stage for Nick LaRusso, who clubs a big three-run homer. We're through two and a half. It's 4-3 Renegades on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
Amazing what home runs can do. One swing of the bat, a brand new ball game as Hudson Valley's four-run lead down to 1-4-3. Renegades as we head to the bottom of the third inning. Jonathan Pintaro has pitched much better, and that line would lead you to believe so far tonight. Should have 2-1-2-3 innings, but a fielding error and a lost fly ball in the setting sun kept innings alive, and Hudson Valley scoring two in each of the first two innings as a result. As the first pitch of the frame from Pintaro to Rafael Flores, outside 1-0. Flores, a two-run, two-out home run against Pintaro back in the opening frame. Ball carrying a little bit more tonight after no home runs the first two games of this series. As a breaking ball from Pintaro, slips all the way to the backstop. And the count, 2 balls and no strikes. They play Rafael Flores to pull. Shortstop Lara shaded way towards the hole as Flores sends it right back to the checkerboard screen, 2-1. Now Pintaro out of Shorter University in Rome, Georgia, not far away from the Rome Emperors where the Cyclones were at the beginning of May. As Flores swings and misses. And the count even 2-2. As a matter of fact, Advent Health Stadium, the home of the Emperors, only about 3.7 miles southwest of Shorter University's campus, was two-time Gulf South Conference Pitcher of the Year. Actually holds the conference's all-time record for strikeouts. Pintaro's 2-2. And he got him. Struck him out on the changeup down and in. Second strikeout tonight for Jonathan. And the leadoff man retired in the third. One out for Omar Martinez. Ground rule double to right. His only time up tonight. He is one for one, but Pintaro spent a couple of summers during his time at Shorter University pitching in the MLB Draft League. It's Martinez, a soft ground ball off the end of the bat to first. Easy play for Gill, who fields it behind the back and takes it to the pillow himself for the second out. A pitch for the Frederick Keys in Maryland, MLB Draft League, former Orioles affiliate. That was teammates with a couple of guys that he is now back teammates with again in the Mets organization. 2021 was teammates with Dylan Tabrock before the Mets drafted him. And then in 2022 was teammates with Jonah Tong and Jordan Giebler before they were drafted and signed with the Mets respectively. Christopher Familia takes a changeup for a strike. Low outside corner, 0-1. Familia ground out to second his first time, and a swing and a miss at the change. Pulled his head out. Again down and away. And Pintaro a strike away from his first 1-2-3 inning. This will be his first, rather his 50th pitch of the night. The 0-2. And a swing and a miss. Strike three. Ball goes through the legs of the catcher. Suero has to field it behind the umpire. And a throw to first just in the nick of time to get the hustling Familia. And the side retired. Couple of strikeouts for Pintaro as he follows up the three-run top half of the inning for Brooklyn with his first 1-2-3 inning of the night. We head to the fourth, 4-3 Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard, right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast, because pricing for Baseball You Can Drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer, because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach. Top of the fourth inning, Brooklyn back within a run. It is 4-3. Hudson Valley, our score. Justin Rock with you here on the Cyclones Radio Network. 5-6-7 due up for Brooklyn in the inning. And the first pitch to Stanley Consuegra popped a mile high behind the plate. But this one over the netting and into the seats. A souvenir, no balls. And one strike. Consuegra struck out his only time up tonight. Hudson Valley 2 in the first, 2 in the second. Brooklyn 3 in the third. The 0-1, and Consuegra swings through a sweeper. No balls and two strikes. Time called and home plate by Stanley. Consuegra, Tillian, De Los Santos. Rescheduled to bat for the Cyclones here in the top of the fourth. Righty Keene. Ready the 0-2. And Consuegra in the air, left center field. On his horse, back into his right, Medina. Over to his left on the move is Rodriguez. And the man listed as a catcher on Hudson Valley's roster, runs it down in left center field, avoided a collision with Medina, who was in full sprint over from center field. But Stanley Consuegra, a 370-foot flyout to left center field. And after LaRusso finally got one out of here this week for Brooklyn, Consuegra robbed a bye this cavernous ballpark. One out for Junior Tillian. And he swings the first pitch and pops another one in the air. Off the hands in a shallow left center, shortstop Serna called off by the charging center fielder Medina. And this time, Nelson makes the catch, racing in and to his right. And two retired here in the top half of the fourth. Brings up Jeffrey De Los Santos, struck out his only time up. Lefty against righty. Keene winds and fires. And De Los Santos takes a changeup. Called strike in the count 0-1. Mateo Gil waiting on deck. Keene hovering near 60 pitches tonight. The 0-1. And De Los Santos takes low. Count evens a ball and a strike. One-one to Jeffrey. And this a tapper behind the catcher, Martinez. Got it off the wrists. And the count of ball and two strikes. Keen at the waist. The 0-2. And De Los Santos in the air. Foul ground, third base side. Onto the warning track is Moylan. And by his left shoulder makes the play. And Sebastian Keene has his second 1-2-3 inning of the night. So Sebastian Keene, a bounce back Franny, retires Brooklyn in order on 8 pitches. We head to the bottom of the fourth. It is still 4-3. Hudson Valley with the lead on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, pivot your Sunday plans and get ready for an unforgettable Friends Night at the ballpark. Could we be any more excited? Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates and snag your exclusive Cyclones How You Doin' shirt, because who doesn't want to channel their inner Joey? If you're more of a Monica, organize your group because we've got the ultimate ticket package. Enjoy your coffee or tea and a Central Perk mug included alongside your shirt. Take it a notch higher with our Friends Brunch package. Dive into a 2-hour buffet, unlimited drinks, and yes, you get to keep the shirt and mug. It's like Thanksgiving with Joey, but with less turkey and more fun. So whether you're a Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, or Phoebe, don't miss out on Friends Night. It's your chance to live the nostalgia, enjoy great baseball, and who knows, maybe your lobster is waiting at the ballpark. Learn more by calling the Cyclones at 718-372-5596 or by logging on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Bottom of the fourth inning, 4-3 Hudson Valley, our score. Bottom third of the lineup, two up for the Renegades, Moylan, Romero, and Medina. Pintaro retired the side in order. Back in the third, and the first pitch to Moylan, chopped on the ground up the middle to his right, Tillian, off balance throw, and it pulls Gill off the bag to the home plate side of first. And Moylan will be safe with an infield base hit. He's hit it into a good spot. Tillian maybe had more time to plant himself and make a stronger throw, but decided to try and rush the ball over there. And Moylan aboard on the infield single. So one on, nobody out. First time Hudson Valley has put the leadoff man on. Pico Romero popped up to second in his first at-bat. Pizarro sets below the belt. And his first pitch outside to Romero. And the count 1-0. Take a look around the South Atlantic League on this Thursday night. Hard to believe next Thursday the first half comes to a close. The 1-0. And Romero takes down an in 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Two balls and no strikes. But all 12 teams in the South Atlantic League in progress right now. Top of the fourth inning in North Carolina. Another game Cyclone fans following. Greensboro a 3-0 lead. As Romero takes a strike, Grasshopper has came into play today. Half game up on Jersey Shore in the north. Two games up on Hudson Valley. And 3.5 up on Brooklyn. 7 games left in the half, including today, the 2-1. And Romero fouls off a pitch coming in on the hands. Stays in the box and the count 2-2. The 9th home run of the year for Greensboro's Nick Cimillo. A 3-run shot to give the Grasshoppers the lead. Wilbur Dotel against Shane Murphy. Hudson Valley will head down to Greensboro next week for the final series of the first half. As Moylan dives back, Brooklyn will square off against Jersey Shore next week at home. One on, nobody out. Pintaro from the third base side of the hill. 2-2. And Romero sticks his bat head out there. And sharply rips it towards the third base dugout to stay alive. Top of the third in Lakewood, Jersey Shore lost last night. They hold a 2-0 lead on Wilmington tonight. Sam Aldegary against Riley Cornelio. Another 2-2 coming. Here it is. And Romero takes outside just off the plate. And the count full 3-2. Bottom of the third in Maryland right now. Hickory a 1-0 lead on the Ironbirds on a Sebastian Walcott RBI single. Mitch Bratt against Luis De Leon. The payoff pitch outside and low ball 4. He walked him. So the first two have reached against Pintaro to start the fourth. That's his first walk of the night. And the Renegades with 2 on and nobody out for the 9-hole hitter, Nelson Medina. Fans, you've heard people talk about fentanyl. More young people are overdosing and dying, taking pills at a party just one time with fatal consequences. You can learn more. Order free naloxone, the overdose reversal nasal spray from the New York State Office of Addiction Services and Supports by logging on to oasas.ny.gov. Again, that's oasas.ny.gov. Nelson Medina tripled and scored on that ball. Consuegra lost in the sunshine. Back in the second inning. And Valley would score 2 in that frame. Those are the 2 runs that help keep them in front tonight. Sweeper from Pintaro. Dribbles off the outside corner. 1-0 on Medina. Nelson, 23 years old. Came into play today just 2 for his last 33. As Pintaro misses the outside black, didn't miss by much with a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. And he falls behind the 9-hole hitter, 2-0. The top of the lineup, and Rock Riggio waiting on deck. A look at second. The 2-0 pitch, and Medina in the air to right. Back goes Consuegra, slows down, reaches over his left shoulder to make the grab. Tagging and heading to third is Moylan. He'll get there standing without a play. So Medina puts the ball in play, moves the lead runner over to third. And now men at the corners with one out to the top of the lineup. And Rock Riggio. Riggio one for two tonight. RBI double his last time up. Came around to score. On the base hit by Jared Cerna. Riggio, Yankees fourth round pick last year out of Oklahoma State. Yankees number 26 prospect, according to Baseball America. First pitch to Riggio, shows bunt, stabs at it, and comes up empty on a drag bunt attempt. And the count 0-1. Bottom of the third inning. Right now in South Carolina, Greenville off to a torrid start against Asheville. As Riggio takes a strike on the inside half. And Pintaro ahead. No balls, two strikes. Greenville three in the first, three in the second. Got a three-run home run from Cutter Coffey in the second inning. His eighth of the year. The drive is 6-0 lead. The 0-2. Backdoor sweeper outside. And Riggio stays alive, 1-2. Cyclones thought that was strike three. Suero came out of his crouch like he was expecting him to be punched out. Might have been the right call there, though, from Shane Sullivan. Look at some of the data on that pitch. It looked like it might have been a bit off the outside corner. The Cyclones trying to find a way to end this four-game slide, looking for any and every call they can get. A 1-2. High, two balls and two strikes. Fastball that time from Pintaro. But Nick Swanson for Asheville tonight. Hayden Mullins making the start for the drive. Only other game down in Kentucky, the battle for first place between Rome and Bowling Green. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Chase down and away, and Riggio slams his bat into the righty batter's box with his right hand. Riggio aggravated. He chased that pitch down and away at 85. Certainly swung at a ball. But a huge strikeout for Pintaro. That is his fourth tonight. And runners at the corners and two out now for Jared Cerna. RBI single to right in his last at-bat. A Roma 1-0 lead. On the road in Bowling Green, bottom of the first. Pintaro from the stretch. And a changeup down and away, 1-0. Roel Garcia the third. Getting the ball for Bowling Green. Luis Vargas, starter for Rome tonight. You look at the South. As of this very moment, Hot Rods a one-game lead over Rome in the South Division, the 1-0. And Cerna line drive past the diving glove of Lara. And in the left center field, a base hit. Romero on his way to third. He's going to be waved and then held there late. It's an RBI double for Jared Cerna. He continues his incredible 2024 season. His league-leading 19th double, his 46th RBI. And the Renegades back up by 2-5-3. Great effort by Lara on the 107-mile-an-hour line drive, but just out of his grasp. They thought about sending Romero, but a good job by Clark and Morabito in left center, getting the ball in as quick as possible. But Cerna, another multi-hit game in this series. And I know there's a logjam of infielders at AA, but Cerna continuing to show why he might be ready for the next stop in the Yankees organizational ladder as Jesus Rodriguez takes up and away for ball one. So Pintaro, after the first two men reached to start the inning, nearly got out of trouble without a run allowed, but Jared Cerna would have none of it. This will be the 70th pitch tonight for Pintaro, and Rodriguez out in front of the changeup. And the count even at one. Rodriguez reached on an error, scored a run in the first. singled to right and was thrown out trying to stretch that base hit to a double in the second. Chokes up from the right-hand side. The 1-1. And Rodriguez taps it foul off balance as he followed through. Momentum carried him about a quarter of the way up the first base line. And a ball and two strikes. He's got an interesting stance, does Rodriguez. He's got that front left elbow pointed right at the pitcher. And the bat on his back right shoulder pointed almost directly at the dirt. Sort of like Kevin Parada last year, but with less bat movement. A 1-2. And Rodriguez flips his bat head out there. And a leaping catch by Lara, skimming along the edge of the infield turf to take away a base hit and a couple RBIs from Rodriguez. However, Hudson Valley adds a run as they score one in the inning on the base hit by Cerna. We're through four. It is 5-3 Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
Goat.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but
so
there's
much.
So many other...
They're talking about the goat, our greatest offer of all time.
That makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Top of the fifth inning, Brooklyn down a pair, 5-3. Gil, Clark, Morabito, 8-9-1. Due up for Brooklyn against the right-hander Sebastian Keane. 60 pitches through four innings, a three-run ball. Mateo Gil shows bunt, pops it in the air, third base side. Moylan tries to play it on a hop of the bare hand and can't do so. It dies on the infield turf, and Mateo Gil, a bunt base hit to get the inning started for Brooklyn. He flattened out that bat head a little bit and popped it in the air, but with Moylan playing back at third, could not make a play before that ball hopped, tried to field it with a bare hand after it skipped off the turf. Well, could not field it cleanly, and Mateo aboard. Heads up play to get aboard to start the inning. And now it is Kellum Clark, who drove one a deep right center his first time up and can't connect on a high fastball. No balls and a strike. Get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night here in the fifth inning. The 0-1 inside, a ball and a strike. Gil leads off first. Clark, the tying run at the plate. A 1-1 and a good breaking ball towards the back foot of Clark. Had him out in front of 75. And the count 1-2. Twilight sky starting to arrive here in Hudson Valley. Sun sort of shrouded by the third base concourse now. The 1-2. And Clark, a high pop-up left center field. To his right is Medina. And in left center will make the play. The first out of the fifth inning. So one on and one out. And back to the top of the lineup, and Nick Morabito has singled and walked tonight. But our Coney Convo's trivia question of the evening. Sebastian Keene, the starter for Hudson Valley tonight. Is that one down and away to Morabito? And the count 1-0. Keene out of Northeastern University in Boston. And our question today is the 1-0 Frisbees on the outside corner, 1-1. What current New York Met also calls himself a Northeastern University alum? Bonus points if you can name any other Met in history that is a Northeastern University alum and graduate. As Morabito takes the breaking ball away. Two balls and a strike. So which current Met, a Northeastern alum, and extra credit if you can name any other Mets in history that played for the Huskies. 2-1 on the outside, Black. Cut fastball that time from Keene. And the count even 2-2. You can also chime in the hashtag Coney Convos. Anything we say during the broadcast, anything you want to add it to the conversation, always welcome. The 2-2, and Morabito gets his hands up and fouls it off the wrists towards the first base seats. Morabito remains alive with a two-ball, two-strike count. Hudson Valley a 5-3 lead. One on, one out in the fifth inning. 2-2. And Morabito pulls it foul. Needed to wait back a little bit longer on the 77-mile-an-hour bender. And remains at two balls and two strikes. Beautiful night after a humid afternoon here in Wappingers Falls. The 2-2. And Morabito takes up an in ball, goes in and out of the glove of Martinez, kicks to his left. It's ball three to Morabito, and great base running by Mateo Gil to take second on what will assuredly be ruled a pass ball. Just went in and out of the glove of Martinez, didn't get very far away from him, but just enough for Gil, who read it well, to get there to second, no harm, no foul. The payoff pitch, and Morabito late, but able to foul it off and stay in there. Heads up by the Brooklyn first base dugout. Next pitch will be number 9 in this at-bat. Rizuero on deck. The 3-2. Morabito, a check swing ground ball towards the first base dugout. Nice barehand play by Jeffrey De Los Santos. He's the DH tonight. Trying to find a way to keep himself ready in case his number is called in the field. Showing you, hey, coach, my hands are good to go. So now the 10th pitch of the at-bat to Beto. A 3-2 and a breaking ball hit in the air. Left field coming on, unable to get there, is Rodriguez, who played on a hop. Moving up 90 feet to third is Gil. Throw comes in to second. Second hit tonight for Morabito. Third time he's been on base safely. And the Cyclones have the tying runs aboard with one out for Chris Suero. Suero has flied out to center and walked. His last time up came around to score on the LaRusso three-run homer. So the Cyclones, a prime opportunity to tie the game or better. It's the go-ahead run at the dish, and Suero serves the first toss out of play towards the first base side and the parking lot. 0-1 on Chris. Spin and a throwback to first. Morabito able to dive back safely. Brooklyn, 3 runs, 4 hits, an error. They have left 1. Hudson Valley, 5 runs, 8 hits. No errors. They have left 4. The righty offers and a fastball yanked outside. 92 on the gun. And the count 1-1. Break even. Suero, a soft ground ball to second. Could be 2. Shovel on to second for 1. Serna back to first. Double play. Inning over. Well, the one thing that Brooklyn could not afford to have happen there did. Suero stuck his bat head out, tried to drive the ball to the opposite field. But Keene induced a soft ground ball off the end of the bat. And beautifully turned by Reggio, Serna, and Romero. And Brooklyn strands a runner in the fifth. Halfway home on this Thursday night. It is 5-3 Hudson Valley heading to the home fifth on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Jonathan Pintaro back to the hill in the bottom of the fifth inning. Brooklyn down a pair 5-3. Hard in the lineup. Due up for Hudson Valley as Rafael Flores takes a strike. Flores, Martinez, Familia, 4-5-6, due up for the Gades in the fifth inning. The 0-1, and Flores on the ground at third, backing up on it, LaRusso. Sets his feet, throws to first, and Flores retired for the first down of the fifth inning. Our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. Hudson Valley starter today, Sebastian Keene out of Northeastern University. Our question today is, which current New York Met is a Northeastern University alum? And bonus points, if you can name any other former or current Mets that are Northeastern alums, although there's only one that's current Mets, so a bit of a misnomer as Omar Martinez takes low, 1-0. But any former Mets that were Northeastern alums, feel free to chime in with that as well. But we're looking for the man who is currently on the Mets that played for the Huskies as Martinez takes a strike. 1-1. Pintaro nearing the 80-pitch plateau. As Martinez, a one-hop ground ball to second, knocked down by Tillian, gathers, throws sidearm to first off the turf. And they're able to get Martinez for the out. Good recovery by Tillian with the designated hitter, Martinez. Rather, the catcher tonight, Martinez, hustling up the line. Not exactly the fastest man on Hudson Valley's roster. So two out in the inning for Christopher Familia, who is 0-2. And he swings and misses at a changeup. And the count, no balls and a strike. The 0-1. And Familia takes low. Evens up at 1-1. Taking a look around the Mets organization tonight. And a tough couple of days for the St. Lucie Mets. Not because of their results, as the pitch sails way up and away, all the way to the backstop. Slipped out of the hands of Pintaro, 2-1. But St. Lucie and Jupiter been impacted by the rain. They were rained out yesterday. Their doubleheader rained out today due to wet grounds. As Amelia takes outside, 3-1. They'll try and play 2 tomorrow at 4 o'clock, and then they'll also try and play 2 on Sunday starting at noon. The 3-1 is on the outside corner of full count. 93-mile-an-hour fastball that time from the righty. Well, the Mets right now through 4 at Citi Field, scoreless against the Marlins. Luis Severino against Rodery Munoz. The payoff pitch and a swing and a miss struck him out. Got him on the off-speed down and in. And 1-2-3 goes Hudson Valley against Jonathan Pintaro in the fifth. His second 1-2-3 inning of the night. Head of the 6-5-3 Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family. My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Sebastian Keen back out for the sixth inning, 78 pitches through 5 for him tonight. Nick LaRusso, Wilfredo Lara, Stanley Consuegra. 3 scheduled to bat in the inning. LaRusso has provided the only 3 runs for Brooklyn with a 3-run homer back in the third. And he pulls the first pitch of the inning foul up the third baseline. And the count, no balls and a strike. Renegades trying to take the first 3 in this series. Brooklyn trying to avoid dropping their 5th straight, which would match the longest losing streak of the season for Brooklyn. The 0-1, and LaRusso takes a breaking ball strike. 84 on the outside corner. And LaRusso behind 0-2. Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. Sebastian Keen, the man on the mound right now for Hudson Valley, a Northeastern alum. The 0-2 high, a ball and 2 strikes. Our question today is, what current New York Met is a Northeastern University alum? Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know. Bonus points if you can name any other Mets in their history that attended the school. The 1-2. And LaRusso takes downstairs. 92-mile-an-hour fastball, the count even. Continuing our look around the Mets affiliates, we mentioned Mets and Marlins, scoreless right now, top of the fifth at Citi Field. The 2-2, down and away with a bender, and a full count. Hudson Valley's bullpen starting to kick into gear out beyond the left field fence. Right-hander up and throwing. That appears to be Trent Sellers. The Mets without a hit tonight. Only base runner on a walk to Starling Marte. And a hit by pitch of Frankie Lindor. LaRusso trying to reach to start the sixth, the payoff. And LaRusso in a right center field. That one's going to get down for extra bases. Rolling all the way towards the warning track. Good job by Medina to cut it off. But LaRusso will end up at second with a leadoff double. A double from Nick LaRusso calls for a barrel Smith barrel age cocktail. Put the barrel on the ball. Second extra base hit tonight for Nick. A 104 mile an hour line drive. And the Cyclones in business. They'll bring the tying run to the plate. So here is Wilfredo Lara. The man at second and nobody out. LaRusso. That double is 11th of the year. First baseman Romero off the line for the righty batter. And Lara takes the breaking ball outside 1-0. Well, the Mets and Marlins scoreless. Triple-A Syracuse right now. Bottom of the sixth inning. They lead Lehigh Valley. Phillies affiliate 4-2. Ben Gamel is solo. Homer is seventh. As Lara backs out of the way of a front door breaking ball. 2-0. But Beatty making his first professional start at second base tonight. 1-for-3 with a couple RBIs. And 4-0-9 in his brief time at AAA this year. The 2-0. And Lara, a high pop up. Left side of the infield, Jared Cerna taking charge. And as he backs up at the last second, makes the catch over the left shoulder for the first out of the sixth inning. So a man at second, one down for Stanley Consuegra. Flied out to deep left center his last time. It was run down by a great catch from Jesus Rodriguez. Stanley 0-for-2 tonight. Trying to pull Brooklyn a run closer. And he takes away 1-0. It's interesting. Every time it feels like Keene follows through with his pitch. And if it misses the zone, he looks down at his hand as if there's something wrong with it. A couple of times tonight I thought Keene might call for a trainer because of that move. Dancing off second LaRusso. Now the 1-0. And Stanley spins out of the way of a bender inside. Two balls and no strikes. But Syracuse a 4-2 lead tonight. Luis Angel Acuna playing center field has three hits and two RBIs. The 2-0. And Consuegra can't lay off the breaking ball away. And the count 2-1. Double A Binghamton hosting Somerset, Yankees affiliate. Bottom of the fifth inning, Somerset a 6-3 lead. Five of the Patriots' six runs coming in the top of the fourth. 2-1, and Stanley early on the off-speed, down and away. Two balls and two strikes. Rowdy Jordan a two-run home run, his fourth of the year. Tough start for Yoander Suarez, bounced after four innings. LaRusso at second with one out. Brooklyn trailing 5-3 in the sixth. 2-2. Fastball at the letter. Strike three called, and Consuegra down looking. As a comment from the home plate umpire Shane Sullivan on his way by. But another strikeout for Sebastian Keene. Now at 92 pitches on the night, his fifth K. Jogging out to the mound is Nick Ortiz. And that'll be all tonight for Sebastian Keene. Leaves in line for his fourth win in his last five starts. And it'll be Trent Sellers to face Junior Tillian with a runner in scoring position and two out. 5-3 Hudson Valley in the top of the sixth. Brooklyn will still have the tying run at the plate when we come back. You're listening on the Cyclones Radio Network.
94 jersey, replica jersey giveaway. Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So, secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Trent Sellers, new arm in the game for Hudson Valley with a man at second and two out. In the top of the sixth inning, Sellers, 6'1", 200 pounds, 24 years old from Kennewick, Washington. Undrafted free agent signee by the Yankees last July out of Oregon State. Junior Tillian 0-2, trying to extend his on-base streak. And the first pitch low, and the count 1-0. There is some sort of aircraft flying overhead, and I imagine maybe it's from West Point. It doesn't look like your prototypical airplane. Looks like some sort of fighter jet with a unique underneath as Tillian, it's a soft ground ball to second. Hudson Valley, unlike the broadcaster, unaffected by the flying aeronautics overhead. As Sellers comes on, does his job, and Tillian grounds out softly. And Brooklyn unable to capitalize on the leadoff double by LaRusso in the inning. We head to the bottom of the sixth, still 5-3 Renegades on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Well, 83 pitches through five innings. No issue for Jonathan Pintaro, who is back to work here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Bottom third of the lineup. Due up for Hudson Valley, Moylan, Romero, and Medina. Three scheduled to bat in the frame. Final line for the Hudson Valley starter, Sebastian Keene, tonight. Goes 5 2/3. 3 runs all earned on 5 hits. 2 walks. 5 strikeouts, did give up the 3-run shot to LaRusso as a sweeper. Moylan swings over the top. And the count 0-1, Moylan 1-for-2 with a base hit. But Keene leaves the pitcher of record on the winning side. 92 pitches, 59 strikes as Moylan taps it foul in the lefty batter's box. And the count 0-2. Coney Convo's trivia question of the night, which current New York Met is a Northeastern University alum, just like the Hudson Valley starter tonight, Sebastian Keene. As that pitch inside, down by the knees of Moylan. One and two now. Let that question simmer for a little while longer. Get you the answer here in the inning. 1-2. Moylan bounces it over the mound, charging in the shortstop. Lara can't field it cleanly on the first base side of second. And by the time he gathered the baseball, safe at first is Moylan. See how that one is scored. I imagine that'll go down as an infield base hit. Not an easy play for Lara in and to his left. Might have rushed himself just a tad as he tried to make the play on Moylan hustling up the line, but they will give Lara an error on that play. And so the Renegades have the leadoff man on thanks to Brooklyn's second error of the night. Kiko Romero has popped up and walked. And the first pitch to the lefty batter, high, 1-0. But wrapping up our look around the Mets affiliates tonight, we mentioned AAA, the major leagues, AA, single A St. Lucie postponed tonight. 1-0. And Romero offers at the changeup down and away. Can't hit it. A ball and a strike. Looking at the complex leagues, the FCL Mets losing on the road to the Marlins in a rain-shortened six-inning game, 3-0. But yes, Jeremy Rodriguez did have a base hit in that one as Romero takes upstairs, two balls and a strike. Good to see Lionel Ovalles throw two hitless innings. Did not allow a run, been a tough start to the year for him. The 2-1, and Romero swings through an off-speed pitch down. 85 that time from Pintaro. 2-2. And then you look at the Dominican Summer League. Mets blue team at home. They lost to the Tigers, rather the Rangers blue team, 13-11. 2-2. In the dirt, ball kicks off the legs of Suero into the air and behind him to the warning track. Took a while for Suero to find it, and that extra time allowing Moylan to advance to second base on the wild pitch. And the count now full on Romero with nobody out. Still don't see anybody throwing. And Brooklyn's right field bullpen with Pintaro's pitch count creeping towards the century mark. The payoff, inside and low, ball four. He walked him. So Pintaro issues his second walk of the night, and even though didn't see anybody throwing in the Brooklyn right field bullpen, Pintaro at 93 pitches, Gilbert Gomez out of the first base dugout, and he will indeed make a call to the bullpen. This call to the bullpen brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar. New arm coming in for Brooklyn. Hudson Valley with two on, nobody out in the sixth, looking to add to a 5-3 lead. Looks like Josh Hetchka, the man entering out of the pen. We'll get you the numbers on him when we come back. Bottom of the sixth, 5-3 Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network. The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Two on, nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Brooklyn trailing Hudson Valley 5-3. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Josh Hetschka on in relief of Jonathan Pintaro. Hetschka, 27-year-old right-hander, 6'1", 190 pounds from the state of Michigan. And his first pitch misses down and in to Nelson Medina. And the count 1-0. Medina has tripled and flied out tonight. He's also come around to score a run. Fly ball to right. 1-0, and Medina, a little cue ball towards the first base side. Backhanded by Gill, throws to second for one, and that's all they'll get. Great job by Gill moving to his right to make a play on that ball and get an out. Moylan will take third, but Romero forced out at second. 3-6. And so men at the corners and one out for Rock Reggio. Did get one guess in before we give the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question. But the number is first. Rejka making his 18th appearance. 0-1 record. A 1.78 ERA. Does have three saves. 19 hits. 25 and a third innings. The first pitch to Reggio taken for a strike. Outer half 0-1. Rejka. Six walks, 19 strikeouts, took the loss on Sunday. Gave up a run in an inning, albeit came into a precarious spot with a run already in the ninth. The 0-1. Now Reggio swings and misses at the high offering. 85-mile-an-hour fastball in the count 0-2. But our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night, which current Met or Met alumni is a graduate or alum of Northeastern University. Our good friend Robert Anderson guessing Tom Seaver. Well, Seaver did pitch for a school that had a bit of red in its colors, but that was USC, not Northeastern. And honestly, I thought, Robert, you were the one to get this one. The 0-2. Reggio gets it off the paws. Stays alive, 0-2. No, the correct answer tonight to our trivia question, which current Met is a Northeastern University alum, and that would be none other than Brooklyn's own Adam Ottavino, a Northeastern University alum. Robert was the man alerting me earlier this year as this fouled back 0-2 that Adam's father is currently umpiring in the city, umpiring PSAL games. So Adam Ottavino, the Northeastern alum right now on the Mets roster. 0-2 on Reggio, man at the corners. The pitch inside nearly hit him. Reggio able to back out of the way of a seeing eye offering. And just the throwback to the mound by Suero gets away from Hetschka. Backed up there by Lara, so potential disaster avoided. And the count 1-2 still. Moylan reached on the infield error. He is at third. Nelson Medina is at first on the fielder's choice. A 1-2 pitch, and Reggio sends another one towards the third base concourse. Still at 1-2. But you look at Northeastern alums, major league history. Not a ton have made their way to the Mets. One of them is the current manager at Northeastern. He played his college ball there. That is Tom Glavin's brother, Mike. As that pitch high, 2-2 to Reggio. And Mike Glavin's only cup of coffee in the major leagues Played six games at seven at-bats with the Mets in 2003. After Tom had signed with New York as a free agent. 2-2. Outside, a full count. Next pitch will be number nine in this at-bat. But those two, Mike Glavin and Adam Ottavino, the only former Mets or current Mets that are Northeastern alumni. This in the air, shallow right center field. That one's going to land in front of Consuegra, and it will not be a base hit, though. Scoring from third is Moylan, but Medina is thrown out at second base. He had to hold up to make sure that ball got down in front of Consuegra behind the second baseman, Tillian. And a great job by Stanley not to panic as he picked it up on the big bounce and fired the Lara at second to get the four. So it'll be a 9-6 fielder's choice on that fly ball off the bat of Rock Reggio. But an RBI makes it a 6-3 Hudson Valley lead. But one on and two out for Jared Cerna. That'll close the line tonight for Jonathan Pintaro. Righty offers, and Cerna couldn't get his hands in on the fastball. 0-1. Cerna 2-for-3, a single, a double, couple of RBI tonight. A Pintaro 5-plus innings, 6 runs, 3 earned, 8 hits, 2 walks, 5 Ks, and a great frisbee rising slider from Hetchka as Cerna waving over the top in the count 0-2. Pintaro did give up the first inning home run, a couple wild pitches. 93 total tosses and 56 strikes leaves the pitcher of record on the losing side. One on, one in, two out in the sixth. The 0-2. Below the knees, a ball and two strikes. Looking ahead to the top of the seventh inning. Brooklyn will have the bottom third of their lineup due up 7, 8, and 9 against Sellers and the Hudson Valley bullpen. A 1-2, and he got him to swing and miss. Chased the slider off the plate away. Cerna turning himself into a pretzel trying to hit that offering from Hetchka, but Josh gets the strikeout but allows one of the two inherited runners to score in the inning. Hudson Valley adds an insurance run. One run, no hits, an error, one man left at the end of six innings. It's Hudson Valley 6 and Brooklyn 3 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
On Saturday, June 22nd, come help us celebrate Margaritaville Night at the ballpark. Come enjoy a cheeseburger or a hot dog in paradise when the Cyclones host the Blue Claws. The first 1,500 fans will take home a custom-made Cyclones Hawaiian shirt. And you can take home a special tiki mug with our exclusive ticket package. And if that's not enough, celebrate by enjoying our all-you-can-drink offer. 2 hours of beer, wine, seltzers, and more. Plus, receive that limited edition tiki mug. For more info and to purchase your tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Trent Sellers out for his first full inning of relief as we head to the top of the seventh inning. Hudson Valley a 6-3 lead. Cyclones 3 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors. They have left 3 tonight. Hudson Valley 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They have stranded 5. Jeffrey De Los Santos, Mateo Gil, Kellum Clark, lefty, righty, lefty. against the right-hander Sellers here in the top half of the seventh inning. First pitch, and the fastball up and away at 91. 1-0 to De Los Santos. Number is for Sellers so far this year. Needed just two pitches to get out of the top of the sixth. 1-0 outside, 2-0. But Sellers, his 15th appearance with the Renegades this year, 5-2 record, a 2.64 ERA, does have a save. Just 20 hits allowed in 30 2/3 innings, 17 walks, 39 strikeouts as De Los Santos takes high. Now ahead 3-0. And Sellers picked up the win, his sixth of the year. Out of the bullpen on Sunday, an inning and 2/3 scoreless. Did not pitch in that first series between these two in Brooklyn as De Los Santos takes inside for ball four. And Jeffrey on base for the first time tonight. Brooklyn's put the leadoff man on in three consecutive innings. And in four of the seven tonight. Brings up Mateo Gil, has struck out and reached on an infield base hit. A bunt single his last time up. But Sellers did not pitch in that series against Brooklyn because he had a cameo at Triple-A Scranton Wilkes-Barre. Fouled back 0-1. Scranton had a series of doubleheaders that week against Syracuse, and so they kept on plucking guys from Hudson Valley. Baron Stewart, who was last night's starter, Sellers, Saturday's starter, Ben Shields, all went up for that week as Gill off the hands out of play to the right, 0-2. And Sellers, since he's returned, a 2.16 ERA. 9 strikeouts and 8 1/3 innings. Even though his numbers weren't overly great during his cameo at AAA, got the win that day for the Rail Riders. As he takes outside, does Gill. 1-2 the count. But Sellers did not pitch after being signed last July the 31st. Started his college career at Washington State in 2019. Didn't overlap with Dakota Hawkins, though. It was a throwback to first. And De Los Santos dives in. Sellers went from Washington State to Lewis Clark State College in Lewiston, Idaho, before moving on to Oregon State. As a pitch outside of Mateo. Good changeup and the count even at 2. But Sellers, during his time at Lewis Clark, earned the nickname Sugar. We're not talking about Edwin Diaz. The 2-2. Curveball inside and the count full. But he was nicknamed Sugar at Lewis Clark because, as is anybody who ends up with the nickname Sugar, was a big candy fan, whether it be before the game, during the game, after games. Big candy man. This one pulled on the ground fair. Down the third baseline, rolling towards the left field wall. De Los Santos on his way to third. He'll hold there as Mateo Gil stops at second with a double. A double from Mateo Gil calls for a Barrel Smith Barrel Age cocktail. Put the barrel on the ball. A 98-mile-an-hour worm burner from Gil to the right of the third base bag. His fifth double of the year. His second hit of the night. And the Cyclones will bring the tying run to the plate with nobody out in the seventh inning. So Kellum Clark now represents the tying run. 0-2 tonight, a fly ball to center, a fly ball to right. Shortstop Cerna shaded up the middle. And the first pitch to Clark misses down and in for ball one. Hudson Valley had an early 2-0 lead. Scored two in the bottom of the first, held a 4-0 advantage into the third. Brooklyn, a 3-run shot, made it a 1-run game. 1-0, and a good off-speed pitch. Change up, down and away. Clark out in front, a ball and a strike. And Hudson Valley runs in the fourth and the sixth innings to make it a 3-run game again. 1-1. A curveball outside there from Sellers. Clark stays away. Two balls and a strike. Top of the lineup. And Nick Morabito waiting on deck. Clark has reached in 8 straight games dating back to his time in the Florida State League. Wins rated, weighted runs created plus of 148 in the span. League average about 100. As Clark can't connect on the pitch down and away. 92-mile-an-hour fastball. And the count even at 2. De Los Santos at third. Gill at second with nobody out. The 2-2 pitch, and Clark hits it off the screws on the ground at first. This will get a run in. Underhand flip by the first baseman Romero to the pitcher Sellers, and he was late getting over. Sellers caught the ball, and he was still about 2-3 strides away from first. And so Clark able to leg out an infield base hit, and the tying runs are on for Brooklyn at 6-4. Kellum Clark's third RBI with Brooklyn is 6th of the year. And Brooklyn has made it a 6-4 contest. And as we mentioned, tying runs are on with the top of the lineup coming up. Nick Morabito has been on base all 3 times tonight. A couple of singles and a walk. He's also scored a run and stolen a pair of bags. And the first pitch he sees, a breaking ball, and a great diving stop by Martinez down and away into the lefty batter's box to save a wild pitch. And the count 1-0 on Morabito. Sellers sets with a cross step towards third. And this one sails high to Nick. And the count 2-0. Not a whole lot of tossing right now in Hudson Valley's bullpen. As Sellers in a bit of a pickle. Here's the 2-0. Up and away, 3 balls and no strikes. And Martinez takes his mask off momentarily. Tosses it back to the mound, steps in front of home plate. Try and give Sellers some extra time to gather himself. But he's in danger of walking the bases loaded with nobody out. Chris Suero, the catcher, waits on deck. A 3-0, and taking all the way, Morabito looks at a fastball. That's funneled in there for a called strike 1. Runners at the corners, nobody out. The 3-1 low ball for Morabito on base for the 4th time today. And the Cyclones have the bases loaded with nobody out. The tying runs are in scoring position. The go-ahead run is at first. And Spencer Medic comes sprinting out of the third base dugout to talk with Sellers as the Renegades in danger of letting Brooklyn draw even here. Chris Suero will be the batter. Karel Paz is going to come on a run for Kellum Clark at second base. We've seen Gilbert Gomez do that a couple of times so far this year. And Mateo Gill also coming down from the third base bag to give a little bit of a scouting report to Chris Suero and Nick LaRusso. Suero stepping up to the plate, LaRusso on deck. Gill taken after his father, longtime big leaguer, now a manager in the Mexican Pacific Winter League. Been around a lot of baseball leadership in his life, and Gill trying to impart as much wisdom as he can to his fellow teammates. So bases loaded, nobody out for Suero. Tying and go-ahead runs aboard. And Suero takes a first pitch strike from Sellers. 0-1. Chris 0-2 tonight. As fly to center, walked and grounded out to second. That was an inning-ending double play his last time up. The 0-1. Outside, missed the outside black by a hair. And the count even at 1. Some tossing has started to brew. Out in the Hudson Valley bullpen, that looks like Mason Vineyard. As Suero can't lay off the breaking ball down and away. Nearly turned himself 180 degrees around trying to hit the slider. And Sellers has now jumped ahead of ball and 2 strikes. Sellers, 10 of his 25 pitches have been in the zone. Gill at third. Paz, the pinch runner, at second. Morabito, the man, at first. One and two on Suero. The pitch from Sellers. And this time, Chris stays away from the pitch leaking outside. And the count evens, two balls and two strikes. Tying run at second, go-ahead run at first. Still nobody out in the seventh. The 2-2 breaking ball bounced foul. Wide of the third base dugout. We'll do it again. Vineyard up in the bullpen for Hudson Valley. No action down the line for Brooklyn. Josh Hetchka expected to come back out at the bottom of the inning. Another 2-2, and Suero hits it on the ground at third. Could be two. Step on third for one. Back to first. Another double play. That is the second time in as many at-bats Suero has rolled into two. A soft ground ball to third. Moylan stepped on the square, threw across the diamond. A run will score to make it 6-5. But the tying run at second base and two out now for Nick LaRusso, who represents the game's go-ahead run. So Nick LaRusso with a chance to tie the game or better has a three-run deficit down to one as Nick LaRusso takes a call strike on the outside corner. Russo, a home run and a double in this ballgame. He is 2-for-3. And the 0-1 misses down and away. And the count evens, a ball and a strike. Sellers, a look back at second. A 1-1. And LaRusso takes the fastball away. Two balls and a strike now. Morabito, the tying run at second. Reggio, the second baseman, holds him on. 2-1 on LaRusso. The righty offers, and Nick fouls it off towards the right, off the roof of the first base concourse. And the count even at two. Brooklyn two runs in here in the top of the seventh. At bases loaded, nobody out. Have picked up a run on an infield base hit. And a double play. But 2-2 to LaRusso. Up and away with a breaking ball. And the count full. You wonder if Sellers loses LaRusso here. They make a pitching change. Sellers up over 30 pitches now in this seventh inning. Brooklyn two runs in on two hits here in the seventh. Looking for that third run to draw even. Sellers leaning in over his front left leg for the sign. Right arm dangling at his side. Ready at the letter. So look back at second. The payoff. And LaRusso rolls it foul. Again, wide of the third base dugout. It stays full at 3-2. Nearing the top of the 9 o'clock hour in the East. Hudson Valley, a 6-5 lead. Brooklyn trying to avoid dropping their fifth straight. Game they need to have to keep their slim playoff hopes alive. Greensboro and Jersey Shore, who are ahead of them in the standings, both leading right now tonight. Another payoff from Sellers. Here it is. Low ball four, and LaRusso's aboard with a walk. Third time Nick has reached tonight. And the go-ahead run is back on base for Brooklyn with two out in the seventh inning. And that'll bring up Wilfredo Lara with a chance to deliver a big blow. Lara 0-for-3 tonight. Flied out to... On a pop-up to third his last time up, but Seems like Sellers, at least for now, going to stay in this game. He has thrown 33 pitches in the frame. And he will stay in there to face Lara with two on and two out. It's an interesting decision by Nick Ortiz, Spencer Medick, and the Renegades. Will it pay off? We'll find out momentarily. The pitch, and Lara can't get around on the high heater. It's been his Achilles heel tonight. And the count 0-1. Stanley Consuegra hoping for a chance on deck. The one strike pitch. And that falls off the table, down and away. And the count even at one. Morabito at second, LaRusso at first with two out here in the seventh. Brooklyn has trimmed the three-run deficit to one. The 1-1 in the dirt, down and away. Nice stop by Martinez on a hop to his right. And the count 2-1 now to Lara. Sellers has had to labor in this inning quite a bit. Needed just two pitches to get the final out of the sixth inning, but has thrown 36 in this inning alone, as Martinez now a very slow stroll out to the pitcher's mound to talk things over with the right-hander. Fans, tonight's game brought to you by our friends at the Coney Island Sandbar. Open now on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park, the perfect spot for a pregame snack or a postgame drink, located adjacent to the Cyclones team store on Surf Ave. Go check that out next week. Cyclones home, six games against Jersey Shore, a action-packed homestand. Plenty of giveaways and promotions galore. 2-1 on Lara. The pitch. And Lara, check swing, foul ball behind the plate. Might have been ball three with a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. Hit off the knob of the bat. And it's even, two balls and two strikes. A humid afternoon has turned into a calm evening here in Wappingers Falls, New York. Brooklyn trying to come back from down four. 6-5 game, the pitch high, and it's a full count. But no shortage of full counts in the inning. That will start the merry-go-round. Second straight full count for Sellers, and his third full count to the frame. Tying run at second, go-ahead run at first with two down. 6-5 Renegades, runners go. The pitch on the outside corner. Got him looking, strike three, and Lara can't believe it. Raised his hands and the bat over his head. Certainly a tough call for Lara to swallow. Well, certainly felt like it was a pitch that was close enough for him to need to offer at it. But a tough pill for Brooklyn to swallow as they strand the tying and go-ahead runs on base in the seventh. But they pull back to within one. Two runs, two hits, two left. Time to get up and stretch here from Hudson Valley. 6-5 Renegades on the Cyclones Radio Network.
What's Brian Kenny thinking about? Traditional stats?
Teams are not stealing enough. If I'm running a major league team, I'm starting to track me.
Advanced metrics?
I've given up on trying to get rid of batting averages. No beating it.
The impact of rule changes?
Pitch timer violations have been scarce.
One thing's for sure, he's thinking about baseball, and he's fired up for 2024.
These are the standards by which major leaguers are measured.
Watch the show for the thinking fan. MLB Now, weekdays at 12 Eastern on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Josh Hetchko out for his first full inning of relief as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Karell Paz, who came on pinch run for Kellum Clark in the top half of the inning, will stay on defensively as he will come in for Clark in left field tonight. Stays in the nine slot in Brooklyn's order. 3-4-5 due up for Hudson Valley in the inning. Rodriguez, Flores, and Martinez, the three scheduled batters in the frame. Jesus Rodriguez been on base a couple of times on an error, a single, and a line out to short. Scored a run in this ballgame. First pitch of the inning from Hetchko. And Rodriguez takes a call. Strike on the outer half. 0-1. Brooklyn back within one. Top of the 9 o'clock hour. Justin Rock with you here from Hudson Valley. This off the end of the bat to second. Coming on Tillian. And he'll make the nonchalant play over to first. One away in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Brings up Rafael Flores, who has a two-run home run tonight. Since then, a strikeout and a ground out to third. So here is Flores. Hetchko from the first base side of the mound. Misses low with the slider. And the count 1-0. Righty deals. Flores, another ground ball, this time to short. Lara stays down with the forehand scoop. And he'll play it on to first base and a couple of ground ball outs to the middle infield. Start the seventh inning for Josh Hetchko. Brings up Omar Martinez, 1-for-3 with a ground rule double. Since then, a couple of ground balls to first. 1-for-3 tonight. So here is Martinez trying to spring a two-out rally in this one-run game as Martinez takes up and away. One ball and no strikes. A 1-0 low. Two balls and no strikes on Martinez. Pant legs hiked up high, showing off those black socks as Hetchko back in the count. That hits the outside corner. And a 2-1 at the knees. And it's two balls and two strikes. Hetchko looking for a 1-2-3 inning. Brooklyn. And there, half of the eighth inning. The 2-2 first, hit on the ground at first. Picked up there by Gill to his right. Cuts back to his left to step on the bag. And 1-2-3 goes Hudson Valley against Hetchko in the seventh. Josh, a 9-pitch, 1-2-3 frame. We head to the business end of this ballgame. It is 6-5 Hudson Valley. Heading to the eighth on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Breaking news.
It's that time of year.
The Dodgers get Machado.
Your teams make their move.
We are the epicenter of the trade deadline.
To postseason glory.
I love what San Diego's doing here.
Juan Soto, first time in a Padres uniform.
But this deadline waits for no one.
They're the best offense.
Who's going to get Ohtani?
We're watching.
It makes them a competitive lineup.
You heard it here first.
Oh, my.
The 2023 MLB Trade Deadline Special, August 1st on MLB Network.
Calling all hot dog lovers, come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the hot dog king of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Call to the bullpen for Hudson Valley. Our call to the bullpen's brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar, open now on Zurf Avenue at Maimonides Park, the perfect spot for a pregame snack or a postgame drink. Mason Vineyard on for Hudson Valley as we head to the eighth inning. 5-6-7 due up for Brooklyn. Consuegra, Tillian, and De Los Santos. Vineyard, 6'2", 218 pounds, 24 years old from Paducah, Kentucky. Was actually neighbors one point growing up with Tuesday night starter for Hudson Valley, Jackson Fristo. Not their whole childhood, but a little bit. More than most people can say in baseball as Consuegra swings through a breaking ball to start the eighth inning. And the count 0-1. A couple of strikeouts. A deep fly ball to left center. He's 0 for 3. As Vineyard offers a strike on the inside corner. And Consuegra behind 0-2. Vineyard making his 10th appearance with Hudson Valley this year. 2-0 record, a 276 earned run average. The 0-2. Low, it's a ball and two strikes. 11 hits in 16 and a third innings. Just six walks to 25 strikeouts. Inning and two-thirds. Perfect relief against Wilmington on Sunday. As Consuegra, a high pop-up. Shallow left. Out is the shortstop, Serna. Called off by the charging left fielder, Rodriguez, to his right. And he'll put it away for the first out of the eighth inning. Vineyard recorded five outs in the game on Sunday against Wilmington. All five were strikeouts. So now Junior Tillian could be his last chance to extend the on-base streak. He's 0 for 3. He's hit the ball hard all three times up, but nothing to show for it. A sharp ground ball to second in his last at-bat as he takes outside and low. 1-0. Vineyard, undrafted free agent signee by the Yankees out of Western Kentucky in August of 2022. The 1-0 bends too far inside. Two balls and no strikes. Started his college career at Western Kentucky transferred to Western Kentucky after starting his college career playing JUCO ball, Wabash Valley College. As this one flared down the right field line, we'll get into the seats. The back row of the lower bowl. And the count 2-1. Was committed to attend the University of Kentucky. Had he not signed with the Yankees as an undrafted free agent. The pitch outside and the count 3-1. Vineyard started the year on the IL. Wasn't reinstated for Hudson Valley until the 8th of May. 3-1 to Junior. And this in the air right field. Towards the line on his horse is Familia, reaches out, and that is a foul ball. Looked like that ball was just barely hugging that white line. John Vaughn, the first base coach and bench coach for Brooklyn, had his hands on top of his helmet, trying to will that ball fair any way he could. But Familia couldn't get there, and the ball couldn't straighten out by an inch or two to give Tillian extra bases. get into scoring position as the tying run. So instead, Junior back in the box with a 3-2 count. The payoff pitch, inside ball four. So Junior aboard with a one-out walk, make it a 21-game on base streak for Tillian. Junior now alone for sixth place on the Cyclones' all-time on base streak record, at least dating back to 2010. The minor league stat portal was yelling at me as I tried to find out what the on-base records were 05 to 09. As Jeffrey De Los Santos offers and misses at a fastball away, 0-1. Final line for the right-hander Trent Sellers out of the bullpen tonight for Hudson Valley. Righty offers. And De Los Santos takes up and in with a fastball. And the count even at one. Tying run at first with one out. And De Los Santos takes the slider from Vineyard in the dirt. 2-1 now on Jeffrey, but the final line up for Sellers, an inning and a third. Two runs, two hits, three walks, a strikeout. 41 pitches, just 18 strikes tonight. Unable to keep Hudson Valley in front as Brooklyn trying to draw even or better here in the eighth. A 2-1 on the inside corner. 92 on the gas from Vineyard. Evens up, two balls and two strikes. Fastball, slider, change up the arsenal for Vineyard. And Mateo Gill on deck. Jeffrey 0-for-2 with a walk tonight. The first base side of the slab, first to throw to first. And Tillian retreats standing up. Calm, quiet night here on the foothills of Bear Mountain. The 2-2, and De Los Santos thought about it. Lays off the changeup away in the righty batter's box. And the count runs full. It's about 84, 85 degrees around first pitch. It has dripped down to 77 here tonight. One on, one out. Brooklyn down one, the payoff. And De Los Santos off the handle. And he'll remain in the count. Next pitch will be number 7 of this at-bat. They've made Vineyard work. This will be his 17th pitch. And just his third batter faced. Third baseman Moylan well off the line for the lefty hitter. The payoff. Outside ball four, and the tying and go-ahead runs are on for Brooklyn with one out. Back-to-back walks allowed by Vineyard. Hudson Valley's bullpen has walked five in an inning and two-thirds. And the Cyclones with an outstanding opportunity here. Two on, one out, and Mateo Gill the batter. Gill struck out looking his first time up. Since then, a bunt base hit and a double down the line. That was last inning. Came around to score on the double play ground ball by Suero. Another double here would tie the game and maybe give Brooklyn the lead. Vineyard from the stretch in the first toss to Gill. Skied high for his base side. This one will get back into the seats in the count 0-1. Brooklyn, 5 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors. They have left 5. Hudson Valley, 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They have left 5 as well tonight. A quarter past 9 in the East, the pitch. And Gill takes the slider in the dirt down and away. And the count evens at one. Karell Paz, who pinch ran for Kellum Clark last inning, waits on deck. Good crowd on hand tonight, 2,411. The announced attendance on this Thursday, 1-1. And Gill high in the air behind the plate. This one has enough distance to get onto the roof of the press box. And it's 1-2. Series will continue tomorrow night. A reminder, 7:05 the first pitch tomorrow, not 6:35. So mark your calendars for a half hour later. Jonah Tong for Brooklyn. Kyle Carr for Hudson Valley. A couple of top 20 prospects in the Yankees and Mets systems. The 1-2, and he went around. Home plate umpire Justin Hopkins, or rather Shane Sullivan, not asking for any help. As Mateo Gil could not check his swing on the sweeper away. And a huge out number two for the right-hander Vineyard. As now he's an out away from getting out of Dodge. And it'll be up to Karell Paz to keep the rally brewing. Two on and two out here in the top of the eighth. Paz's first at-bat tonight. Was 0-for-3 last night, hitting a .171 on the year. And the first pitch he sees inside and low, 1-0. Paz, two homers, six RBIs. And half of those home runs and ribbies came against Hudson Valley in that last meeting in late May. Tillian at second, De Los Santos at first. And that pitch down and in, 2-0. Nick Morabito, center fielder who has been on base four times tonight, hoping for an opportunity on deck. Tillian, the tying run at second. De Los Santos, the go-ahead run at first. A 2-0 to Karell. And he gets the green light and swings through a 93-mile-an-hour fastball middle in. And the count 2-1. Couple of walks have put Brooklyn in business against Vineyard in the eighth. The 2-1 from the right-hander. And Paz fouls an in and out of the glove of the catcher, Martinez. And now Vineyard a strike away from getting out of the inning. 2-2 the count on Paz. With two on and two out in the eighth inning. Moylan, the third baseman, seemingly the only man on the third base side, is second. Jared Serna is playing that far up the middle. Vineyard, long navy sleeves at either end of that navy top, leaning in over that front leg for the sign. Glove fanned out on his front left hip. The 2-2 in the dirt goes through the legs of the catcher, Martinez, and that a big development. As now the tying run, Tillian moves to third. The go-ahead run, De Los Santos will take second on the wild pitch. And now a base hit from Paz can give Brooklyn the lead. As the count is run full at 3-2. Morabito waiting on deck with Brooklyn down by 1, 6-5. Vineyard sets the kick, the pitch, and Paz a line drive. Oh, what a leaping catch at first base by Kiko Romero. Caught it at the apex of his leap to take away a 108-mile-an-hour line drive off the bat of Karell Paz into the right field corner. And Nick Morabito in the on-deck circle walks right up to Paz, taps him on the back of his helmet as if to say, man, there was nothing you could do. You can't hit the ball any harder than that. But it has been a series of bad luck for Brooklyn. And nothing more heartbreaking than that as Paz squared it up beautifully. But Romero, arguably his best defensive play of the season, to take away what would have been a go-ahead base hit from Karell Paz. Joshua Cornelli coming on to try and keep this a one-run game into the ninth. 6-5 Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So, secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Call to the bullpen brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar, located next to Maimonides Park on Surf Avenue. Great place for a pregame bite, postgame drink. Joshua Cornelli on here in the bottom of the eighth inning, and his first pitch to Christopher Familia is outside 1-0. Cornelli, 6'3", 250 pounds, 23 years old, from Caracas, Venezuela. Closed out the no-hitter for Brooklyn last Tuesday. 1-0 from Josh, and there a strike at the knees. Fastball, rather a changeup that time at 82. And the count even at 1. Cornelli picked up the hold against Aberdeen on Sunday, gave up a run on one hit in 2 innings. Walked a couple, struck out a couple. 1-1, and this is a broken bat flare. Back behind third, LaRusso to his right, into foul territory, makes the catch on the foul side of the chalk. And the leadoff man retired in the home half of the eighth inning. But Cornelli making his 15th appearance, 1-3, a 4.09 ERA. 6 saves, tied for the league lead. 11 hits in 22 innings, 12 walks, 28 strikeouts. Final line for the right-hander Josh Hetschka. He goes 2 innings. No runs, no hits, no walks. A strikeout, faced the minimum 6 hitters. Here is Josh Moylan, reached on an error his last time. And he takes high 1-0. On Hetschka, 24 pitches, 16 strikes. His ERA down to a 1.65. Cornelius 1-0. And that sails up and away, 2-0. Looking ahead to the ninth inning, Brooklyn will have the top of the lineup due up. Morabito, Suero, and LaRusso against Hudson Valley's closer. They do have action in their bullpen out and left. Set the 2-0. And Moylan tries to hold up, could not. Might have been a called strike anyway at the bottom of the zone. Cornelli back in the count, 2-1. McKinley Moore, who pitched in the series opener on Tuesday, getting ready in the bullpen to try and close it out in the ninth. He's on the Yankees 40-man roster to start the season. Guy with big league experience, as Moylan challenged with 93 up. And comes up empty in the count even at 2. Talking about the games that are of vital importance right now in the South Atlantic League. Bottom of the ninth right now in Winston-Salem. Greensboro a 6-1 lead there. Jersey Shore, the Blue Claws, a 5-0 lead in the bottom of the eighth. 2-2. Hit on the ground at first. Backhanded by Gill. Overhand throw to Cornelli, racing over to cover. And the duo combine on the out. Beautifully done, 3-1. And two down now in the eighth inning. For Kiko Romero, who made the game-saving catch to close out the top of the eighth on that screaming line drive from Potts. So bases empty and two down. Romero 0-1. And he swings through the fastball in at 94. No balls and a strike. Romero has walked each of his last two times up. Popped up to second in his first at-bat. Nearing the bottom of the 9 o'clock hour in the East, Hudson Valley a 6-5 lead. As Cornelli misses up and away. Fastball that time. One ball and one strike. Lee Jonatong against Kyle Carr tomorrow at 7:05. 1-1. Swing and a miss at the changeup down and away, 1-2. It'll be Cade Morris against Ben Shields at 5 o'clock on Saturday. And then Dakota Hawkins against Cam Schlittler. They close out the series on Sunday at 2. 1-2 with two out, the pitch. And he struck him out. Got him on the changeup away. Joshua Corneli comes out of the bullpen and works a 1-2-3 eighth inning. Retires the side in order on 12 pitches. We head to the ninth. McKinley Moore coming on to try and close it out for Hudson Valley. Top of the lineup, two up for Brooklyn. Morabito, Suero, and LaRusso trying to avoid a five-game losing streak. Don't go anywhere. Hudson Valley 6, Brooklyn 5, and we come back on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Out of the bullpen for Hudson Valley, McKinley Moore on to try and record the final three outs for Hudson Valley. Pitched briefly in the big leagues last April for the Philadelphia Phillies, acquired off waivers by the Yankees back in February, making his second appearance in this series, and his first pitch to Nick Morabito is taken low for ball one. Moore, the right-hander, standing at 6'6", 225 pounds. 25 years old from Keller, Texas. The 1-0. And Morabito fouls it off the glove of the catcher, Martinez. 97-mile-an-hour fastball and the count of ball and a strike. Moore making his third appearance since joining Hudson Valley on Saturday through a scoreless inning in the game on Tuesday night. The 1-1 low. Two balls and a strike. Walked one, struck out two, did toss a wild pitch. Came on with the bases loaded in a 5-2 game in the sixth inning. Allowed two of his three inherited runners to score. Of course, Hudson Valley went to run away and hide after that half inning, the 2-1. And a slider over for a strike and the count even at two. Morabito has been on base all four times tonight. A couple of singles and a couple of walks. But Moore, two scoreless innings, two walks, four strikeouts with the Renegades. The 2-2. Morabito, tapper over the mound. Charging in second baseman Riggio. Quick throw to first in time to get the hustling Morabito. And he's retired for the first time. One away in the ninth. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game, scores from out of town, and a look ahead to game four of this series tomorrow night. All that after the final out, as Chris Suero digs in 0 for 3 with a walk. Well, Moore started the year on the Yankees' 15-day IL with right knee bursitis. It's reinstated option to AAA on the 13th of April. Now, Suero swings and misses 0-1. Was designated for assignment 12 days later. Outrighted to Scranton on April the 28th. Was placed on the development list on April the 30th. Now, Suero takes a strike on the outside half at 97. It's 0-2. Struggled at AAA. Only made two appearances and walked six and hit a batter in two-thirds of an inning. And after about a month on the dev list, went down to the Florida Complex League, joined Hudson Valley on Saturday, trying to work himself back to the big leagues. The 0-2 in the dirt. Slider down and away. 1-2. Moore had a brief cup of coffee in the big leagues last year, made three appearances, and struggled, gave up seven runs on five hits, and three and a third innings, five walks, two strikeouts, and two hit batters. A 1-2 to Suero. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on the slider. And the Cyclones down to their final out on this Thursday. Believe it or not, Moore has not picked up a save in his affiliated career. You have to date back to his last time in this league, back when it was still called High A East, pitching for the Winston-Salem Dash in 2021. And LaRusso, first pitch, swinging, scalds one right at the center fielder, Medina. And that's how this ball game ends, on a 107-mile-an-hour blur right at the center fielder. And that a microcosm of the night for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Just hit the ball hard all evening long, but kept on hitting atom balls throughout the course of the night. Darrell Paz robbed of a chance to give Brooklyn the lead on a similar play in the top half of the eighth inning. And Nick LaRusso robbed of a chance to start a two-out rally in the ninth with that rocket to center. As your final score this evening, the Hudson Valley Renegades 6 and the Brooklyn Cyclones 5. Brooklyn have lost 5 straight. That ties their longest losing streak of the season. And their record now back even at 30-30 through 60 games. We'll put a bow on this when we come back. Hudson Valley has taken the first 3 in this series. Brooklyn's losing streak is now at a season-high matching 5. We'll put a bow on the unhappy recap when we come back on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach. Back here from Hudson Valley, a tough one tonight as the Renegades beat the Cyclones by a final of 6-5. Couple of great opportunities for Brooklyn late in this one to draw even, but Hudson Valley able to stand strong and escape with a 6-5 win tonight. Hudson Valley with the victory, improving it to 32-27, 5 games over the 500 mark. Brooklyn has now dropped 5 straight. That matches their longest losing streak of the campaign, as they fall down to 30-30 overall. And Brooklyn's postseason hopes dangling by a thread for the season's first half. And with the way the scores are in the league, it certainly feels like Brooklyn will fall 4.5 games back, with 6 games to go starting tomorrow. Or rather, really, 6 games to go starting tomorrow, as Hudson Valley comes away with the win this evening. Take you through the game that was here tonight, and it was an inauspicious start for Brooklyn once again. First two batters made out, ground out to second, ground out to short, and then Jesus Rodriguez looked like he was going to ground out to third to end the inning, but the ball was bobbled. Rodriguez was safe at first, and that opened the floodgates, as on the 7th pitch of an at-bat, following that error, Rafael Flores clubbed a 2-run home run to left, his 5th of the year, gave the Renegades a 2-0 lead. It was a similar situation for the Cyclones in the bottom half of the 2nd inning. Jonathan Pintaro strikes out Josh Moylan, gets Kiko Romero to pop up to 2nd, but then Nelson Medina hits a fly ball to right that Stanley Consuegra lost in the setting sun. Dove for it, kicked behind him, and Medina ended up at 3rd with a triple. He'd score on a wild pitch, and after a Rock Reggio double, Jared Cerna an RBI single, made it a 4-0 Hudson Valley lead. But the Cyclones refused to go quietly in the top of the 3rd. They started to chip away, had their own 2-out rally. Bases empty, 2-out. Nick Morabito walked, stole 2nd. Chris Suero walked. Morabito would steal 3rd on the pitcher. And then Nick LaRusso on the 6th pitch of his at-bat hit a sky-scraping fly ball to left that got over the wall for a 3-run shot. His team-leading 8th home run of the year made it a 4-3 contest. But Hudson Valley would start ballooning that lead back up in the bottom of the 4th inning. Josh Moylan led off the frame with a single, advanced to 2nd on a walk. And after a flyout to right from Nelson Medina, advanced Moylan to 3rd. And a Rock Reggio strikeout, Pintaro nearly getting out of the jam. But Jared Cerna, a 2-out RBI double, gave Hudson Valley a 5-3 lead. They would add to it in the 6th inning as Josh Moylan reached on an error, took 2nd on a wild pitch. And after a walk to Kiko Romero, a ground out, and then a fielder's choice off the bat of Rock Reggio allowed a run to score and gave the Renegades a 6-3 lead. But Brooklyn would rally in the 7th and 8th, but could not come all the way back. Jeffrey De Los Santos walked, then advanced to 3rd on a Mateo Gill double. Then Kellum Clark reached on an infield base hit to 1st. That brought in a run, made it 6-4. Then Nick Morabito walked to load the bases. So Brooklyn had the bases loaded and nobody out in the top half of the 7th inning. But Chris Suero would ground into a double play, a 5-3 double play that brought home a run to make it 6-5, but squelched the rally after Nick LaRusso walked to keep the inning alive. Wilfredo Lara struck out to end the inning, and then the heartbreaker really in the 8th with one out, Junior Tillian and Jeffrey De Los Santos walked, and after a strikeout and a wild pitch, put the tying and go-ahead runs at 2nd and 3rd. A 108-mile-an-hour blur was hit by Karell Paz, and the only man who could find it was the first baseman, Kiko Romero, his leaping grab at first base, robbing Paz of the go-ahead at 2-run knock. As Hudson Valley maintained a 6-5 lead, Brooklyn would go 1-2-3 in the 9th as the Renegades hold on and win it by a 6-5 final. Winning pitcher tonight is Sebastian Keane. He improves to 5-4, 5 2/3 innings, 3 runs, 5 hits, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts. Did give up a home run tonight. Losing pitcher is Jonathan Pintaro. Pitched much better in that final line, it would lead you to believe five-plus innings, six runs, three earned on eight hits, two walks, and five punch-outs tonight in his first affiliated start. McKinley Moore picks up his first save as a member of the Yankees organization, worked a scoreless and perfect ninth inning, striking out one. Final line scores tonight, Brooklyn five runs, seven hits, no, or rather two errors. They left seven. Hudson Valley, six runs, eight hits, no errors. They left five. Final time of the game tonight, 2 hours and 52 minutes in front of a crowd of 2,411 here at Heritage Financial Park. Taking a look at the out-of-town scores before we sign off tonight. This one of two finals right now in the ball game or in the league tonight. Winston-Salem falling at home to Greensboro 6-1. So the Grasshoppers lead on Brooklyn in the north extends to 4.5 with six games left to go in the first half. It has just gone final in Lakewood, New Jersey. The Blue Claws shut out Wilmington 5-0. So Greensboro remains a half game up on Jersey Shore and two games up on Hudson Valley with six left to go in the half. Bottom of the ninth in Aberdeen, Ironbirds, and Hickory are tied at four. And it has just gone final in Greenville. The drive beat the Tourists 8-5 in top of the eighth in Bowling Green. Rome a 3-2 lead on the Hot Rods. Rome entered play today a game back of the Hot Rods for first. Looking at the Mets affiliate scoreboard tonight, the Mets have rallied and walked off the Marlins. How about that? Mets a run in the seventh and then two in the ninth on a J.D. Martinez walk-off home run as the Mets rally and beat the Marlins 3-2. Triple-A Syracuse bludgeoned Lehigh Valley. Phillies affiliate 14-4. Luis Angel Acuna, four hits, four RBI in that game. Double-A Binghamton trailing Somerset. Yankees affiliate 12-5. In the top of the ninth inning, Rowdy Jordan, a two-run home run in that ball game. Single-A St. Lucie had their doubleheader postponed due to wet grounds. They'll try and play doubleheaders tomorrow and again on Sunday to make up for it. Florida Complex League Mets had a six-inning rain-shortened loss to the Marlins, 3-0 on the road. Dominican Summer League Mets blue falling at home to the Rangers blue, 13-11. And the Mets orange losing a seven-inning game on the road to the Tigers, 2-0. Looking at Major League Baseball before we say our final goodbye tonight. A lot of finals from afternoon games on a getaway day. Braves double up the Orioles in Baltimore 6-3. Tigers beat the Nationals 7-2. Royals rally and walk off the Yankees 4-3. Cardinals over the Pirates 4-3. Rays best the Cubs 3-2. Just gone final, of course, that Mets walk-off win over the Marlins. Bottom of the eighth in Boston. Red Sox up 9-3 on the Phillies. Top of the eighth in Minnesota. 6-2, the Twins leading the A's. Everything else will start right about now or a little bit later. 9:40 start times, Diamondbacks and Angels. Brandon Pfaadt against Griffin Canning. White Sox in Seattle to take on the Mariners. Garrett Crochet against Emerson Hancock. And the Rangers in L.A. to take on the Dodgers at 10:10. Michael Lorenzen against Michael Grove. Our series continues tomorrow night, 7 o'clock first pitch. Make sure you mark your calendar, 7 o'clock tomorrow, not 6:35. It'll be the right-hander, Jonah Tong, one of the Mets' top 20 prospects to get the ball tomorrow, 1-1, a 4.39 ERA. Kyle Carr, the top-ranked prospect on this Hudson Valley roster, according to MLB Pipeline, number 11 on that top 30 list. He'll get the ball for the Renegades, 0-3, a 6.8 ERA. Again, our coverage starts 15 minutes prior to first pitch, 6:50 Eastern, leading up to that 7:05 first toss tomorrow night right here from Heritage Financial Park. That'll do it for us tonight as the Cyclones lose a heartbreaker to Hudson Valley by a final of 6-5. For everyone with our ownership group, the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our vice president, Stephen Cohen, general manager, Kevin Mahoney, assistant general manager, Billy Harner, my partner in crime, Johnny Gadamwitz, and our entire cast of characters back at Maimonides Park. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Wappingers Falls, New York. Again, your final tally tonight. The Hudson Valley Renegades come away with a 6-5 win over Brooklyn as the Cyclones drop their fifth straight game, matching their longest slide of the season. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow night at 6:50 with the pregame show. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Thursday night, everyone. So long from downstate New York.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.